want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
We might be able to get one other person in before we wrap it up this afternoon. You're up next. Good afternoon. You're on.
Good afternoon, folks. I have a question for Mr. Chisti. The comparison...
Chisti. C-H-I-S-T-I.
Oh, Christ. That's
yes.
Sorry. Yeah, the comparison of Irish Americans in the 19th century to African Americans in this century, I think is interesting because one of the greatest Irish Americans that's ever lived, the founder of the Irish National Constabulary, Michael Marrow, also the inventor of V-neck pants, I think he's one of the greatest Americans alive, and I think that illegal immigrants these days contribute to society in that if they were not here, Buzz Burbank would not have such a great, luxurious toupee on his crotch.
Come on.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know how to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, no. I hate these solicitors, and look at them all with their signs. Join Arnold.
Yeah.
Makes me sick. They're out campaigning for their candidate. They all have hasta la vista t-shirts.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself.
Could be Arnold.
A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart.
Could be Arnold.
Advised.
But it is...
Ross, beware!
You know who I'd vote for if I had the chance?
Who?
Carlos Bustamante!
Yeah!
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. June Wilson, and all the ships at sea. And now, the stars of NBC's Coupling, Don Geronimo and... Mike O'Meara!
Yeah! Hi, Robin. Hi, everybody. Thank you for listening. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday, September 25th.
Right.
And here's the national number, 877-365-3636.
Yeah.
Canada. Yes, we're heard in Canada. Yes, sorry, Rob. It's part of the New Deal. 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., your special number, 202-432-1067. There's our drummer. Hi.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Alan.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up.
Did you wash the ass today?
Someone call for a doctor?
They do.
Give me just one second. Open.
Sesame.
Trying to find some
bar.
Trying to find... got it.
Careful.
Got it right there. There it is.
Season.
Talk to me. Why is it blank?
La la.
Your eyes.
Okay. What?
We were just finishing the open game.
We were playing the open game
while you were doing that.
Okay, I press open. Doing this on the computer.
Marriage.
Very good.
That's it. I'm done.
You win.
Open marriage.
Oh,
you're late to the party. We've covered an awful lot of ground.
I'm really looking at this dumb computer.
And see, that's why I got your gift certificate, because you love your gadgets, and I never would have been able to find something like that.
You know what? That's why I always got right here.
Mm-hmm.
paper.
The old backup.
You know what? And that, you know what? For me,
got the backup.
Personally, when you flash that, I feel more comfortable about the show when I see that magic marker thing.
But the magic marker thing is supposed to translate to the computer thing, and for some reason,
that's a man. That looks like something out of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Colorful.
It's a roadmap.
That's not your normal.
You don't follow this.
Is that from last week? Because of last week, that's all over the place.
No, this started yesterday.
Wow.
Started yesterday.
Lots of changes, edits and curves in the road.
And lots of arrows indicating do this here and do
very
this here.
Very strange looking.
No problem. Got it. Turn the computer off. We'll do the show.
Uh-huh.
You can do the show without a computer.
Sure.
Hi, everybody. And how are you? Before we get to the Arnold stuff, let's do try to call the Letterman kid. Because this was something we tried late in the show yesterday.
Kid with the M80s. Brandon.
Buzz, some background on this.
17-year-old Brandon is a hired hand around the Letterman Ranch in Montana. Works for Chip Kearns, who is the ranch chairman or foreman or whatever it is they do. Yeah, I did my homework and watched my TiVo'd Letterman. Watched him tell that bear story.
Hold on.
I'm just curious about one thing.
The odd job?
No, whether he was alone in that house. He said he thought someone was making him breakfast when he first heard the bear. And yeah, what does that mean? What is that about?
I'm getting a ringing sound right now. You know, I'm doing a show today that only one person is getting, and that's me in my head with a computer. And now I'm on the telephone waiting for somebody to pick up at this kid's house.
Brandon Leitner. We talked to Dad yesterday, and Dad
said
he didn't want to go on.
Very protective of Dave.
No, now I'm just getting the mom on a machine.
Ah, brother.
All right.
Hold on a second. Well, we can leave a message. There we go.
Who's a beef?
Yeah, hi. Calling from CBS Radio. Called yesterday. You're not going to say anything during this?
Hello, Linda.
We were calling because Lester Moonves said we should call.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is the promotional show for the CBS radio network, the Don and Mike Show. And we would love to.
Way to go.
They're going
to
come on the air with us anyway.
No, but they could call and complain.
Brent, what's his name?
Brandon Leitner.
Brandon, mm-hmm. Brandon, we'd love to have you come on the show and talk about your M80s. It would be a lot of fun, and I think we're probably the only people that have called you twice.
And we know that you're protective of Mr. Letterman's privacy. We really don't care about that. We just want to know.
We are protective of his privacy.
Hey, kid, what are you doing with M80s?
Yeah, are they legal in Montana?
And exactly, when you got to the Letterman pad where the bear was, did you just chuck an M80 like in the bedroom or in the kitchen?
Exactly.
Bedroom.
That's all we want to know.
We love Montana, though. I love the movie A River Runs Through It.
And I love your quarterback. It's one of the best ever. I have his jersey. And that's it. Okay.
So, Christian, what is his name?
Travis. Leitner.
His name is...
Travis?
Billy?
Brandon Leitner.
Brandon.
His name is Johnny.
Johnny.
Johnny,
come on the show with us, please.
All right, that's
talk
it.
About your firecrackers.
Hold on, we got another call coming in. Hold on a second, please.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave. Listen, you've never been funnier than you've been this morning.
Thank you, Dave.
Either that or I'm all goofy on Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Dave. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Dave.
That's your boss.
Okay.
Odd job.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Well, I thought we might be able to have something early in the show, because late in the show yesterday when we called during Buzz's news...
He's probably still walking home from school.
We talked to the kid's dad,
and
threw out the name, you know, Lester Moonves.
Right.
Incidentally, and that's what he should change his name, because he has a girl's name, Leslie.
Leslie Moonves.
Leslie Moonves, and he's the president of CBS. So we threw that name out, the dad thought about putting the kid on the phone and then said, nah.
That is a handsome Clemson top that you're wearing today, incidentally.
Thank you. It's a blouse that I received for my birthday.
You have a lot of Clemson stuff now, don't you?
Well, I got a kid that goes there.
Sure. Right.
I have all the. I never went to college. I have all that stuff to catch up on. So,
right.
You know, Clemson is one of those schools that are just a machine to make money.
Are you going to not miss a game now on Saturdays when they're playing? Have you gotten caught up in college football fever?
No, and here's the deal. Because Clemson is not nationally known as a football powerhouse.
Right.
Unless they're playing a school where they're going to get killed.
Right.
A good school. You can't get their games on TV.
I didn't know that. I thought Clemson might have a decent football program.
Bad. No. Well, I guess they're 3-1, mm-hmm. but the one that they lost was against a good team.
Okay.
All right. That's all. I just wear the stuff because my kid goes there, and it's just a reminder of where the money's going. And you're premature with your shirt today. I'm willing to to say that I believe tomorrow will be your day.
You know how Tiger Woods wears red on
Mike
the last
day? Mike has Red Sox shirt on.
I got my worst Red Sox. When I say worst, I mean this is the cheesiest fan one that
I own. It looks good on you.
It looks good on me, though.
It's pretty.
This is the one where, you know, when you're going to clinch the wild card, uh-huh. and hopefully it'll happen today, you want to wear it with the big, big letters.
That's bright red.
May I also offer one thing, and I don't know whether I'm damaging myself at all, but I fully expect the worst.
I don't. Let me say.
I'll tell you why. Because this would be a way to get me again.
I'm predicting sunny skies for you tomorrow. Here,
you think tonight? You think they're going to do it tonight?
All they have to do is either win a game or have Seattle lose a game.
The odds are overwhelming.
The odds are in their favor. The odds of you finally winning a Red Sox bet are monumental.
But
I'd bet on
Now we have flipped. You see, because now that it is within the grasp, I say, what better way? Now they've clinched at least a tie.
Now, listen, now you're like the mom on Cops that's standing at the door and the husband's beating her up, and she says, please don't press charges. You're worse now, because now he's finally left your house and you're saying, please come back. Just be happy. Be happy the bad man is just about gone.
I'll be happy if they win tonight.
Because you know that
I don't want to clinch in Tropicana Field in Tampa.
Even if they somehow wait until Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to make the playoffs. You're going to win the bet with me, and then they're going to lose in the playoffs or the World Series. And that's where your letdown will be.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure you're right about that. But I mean, I'm not sure. But just as I'm not sure... I hate this.
All I know.
I hate being a Red Sox fan. I hate.
I watched that HBO documentary, The Curse of the Bambino, and Mike, what could go wrong?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Good luck.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's up and running now.
Uh-huh. Hey, computer's working.
Look at that. I got the computer working.
Cool.
What
did
I tell you? And what does it say right here? Mike, tomorrow's the day. Wrote it in my notes. Mike, tomorrow's your day.
Well, it could be tonight. It could be tomorrow.
Well, it'll be your day on the show tomorrow,
right?
Because I'm sure if the Red, how it'd be great drama for our show if the Red Sox lose tonight and if Seattle wins.
Yeah, that would Seattle's be great not drama. Playing tonight.
Oh, so then it's all on your boys.
Tonight they control their own destiny.
All right, we'll enjoy it.
Their number two pitcher is on the mound, Derek Lowe, but Derek Lowe has been known to get a little shaky when the pressure's on. But
see, now's the time when you should be cocksure.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be wearing this shirt if I wasn't excited about it.
He doesn't want to jinx it either. You know?
Well, he's already jinxed it, and they're still...
But it's much easier for me to jinx it in February than it is to jinx it with one game. The magic number is one. They have to win one, or Seattle loses one. Or, at the very... If they lose all the rest of their games and Seattle wins, they tie.
And then there's a playoff, which is what I'm praying for.
Pretty exciting. Yeah.
Which is what I'm praying for.
All right. If they do that to me.
That would drive you the absolute crazy.
If they do that to me.
You know what will happen.
If they do that.
Then what? Then what? Then what?
Yeah, what?
You're like the woman standing in her 90 on the front porch of Cops with blood coming down her mouth and the cop.
If they do that, I'd think about giving the whole thing up.
You think about it. You know, I'll think, officer, I'll think about pressing charges. I'll think about it. That's okay. You're abused.
I didn't like the fact that they gave up 7 runs in the first inning last night, basically taking them out of any chance of winning the game. That kind of pissed me off last night.
Just be happy.
I will be happy when they clinch. And that's all I'm looking for this season. That's all I predicted.
You're going to get it.
And incidentally, if it does come true, no, I'm not going to do this today. I'm not doing this today. Not going to happen. Nope. Shut up, Mike. Shut up. Shut
Why?
Up. Shut up.
Say
because
it.
I'm nervous.
Sure.
I'm nervous about the team.
Don't be.
You know, they're already writing articles in the Boston Globe about Oakland. They're writing about the matchups against. And I just think, let it get done. You know, that's what the management is saying. They're saying, wait till it's, you know, we're not going to talk about that until it's official.
Okay. That will be $75. I'll see you next week.
I'd like them to win like 15-0 tonight. I'd like them to win. I'd like them to put like 8 runs up on the board by the fifth inning.
You'd just like them to win.
That's why I have written right here, not only on the computer, but here, Mike, tomorrow is your day. Just bottle it up for today. Tomorrow, you'll be able to stand up, pull it out.
I will. I'm so excited.
Give everybody a shower.
I've never won a Red Sox bet with you.
You never have it. I'm Now, this may be the ultimate jinx, but I truly mean this. I'm rooting for you.
Oh,
I am.
Oh, Jesus.
I am rooting for you.
Help me, Rhonda.
I was talking about it with my wife last night. It's no big deal to take Tom Gavin to a titty bar. It'd be a funny bit on the show.
Hilarious.
We'll bring a tape recorder.
I think we both agree it would be a funny bit on the show, and it's not that big a deal. However, both of us would prefer that the other guy was doing it.
Correct, but, you know.
There are worse things. I mean, you know, sitting at a gay bar while men's twig and berries were dripping all over my, you know, shoulders.
Right,
with
but.
A, with a, my shirt off and a leather vest on.
Still, these were the terms. That was last year's bet. Yeah. And these were the terms that were agreed upon mutually.
I understand.
On this year's bet. So I'm not sweating. I'm rooting for you. And I, like I wrote my notes, tomorrow's your day.
You're rooting for me?
I am.
He didn't know
I am.
He is lying.
No, I am. I am not.
No.
I am not. I'm happy for you.
He wants to see this.
Because listen, here's why I know I can be happy. Because I know eventually, even if they make the playoffs, they'll tumble.
Well, I mean,
I don't mind losing this bet because my money is on everybody else in baseball still against the Red Sox. Even if they make it to the playoffs.
See, now what you're doing. You know what you're doing now. Now you're diminishing the bet that we had.
No, I'm not.
Now you're making me feel small.
No, that is exactly what I'm not trying to do. I'm trying to do the opposite. I said to you, I'm rooting for you.
I go through two things when this happens.
I'm virtually close to conceding.
I go two ways when this happens. I'm very happy. It makes it fun. But I also realize that there's a lot of tension in my life, probably more than I need right now, and there's going to be a lot, because I don't, and Rob, if you watch The Curse of the Bambino, you know what I'm talking about. It's not like we watch these games as a recreational activity. We watch it like people that are doing their jobs. It's our job to root, and with the anticipation that something bad is going to happen.
Mm.
Now, with that said, I'm still going to watch, and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to have fun.
You got that music, Rob?
What couldn't be fun about that?
I'm looking. Well, everything's operating at half power today. Anyway, Mike, you were saying. Could you just repeat that again? What you were just saying?
It's just more tension than I can handle. Because really, when you're a Red Sox fan, you root for your team, and the best time of the year is March, February, March, spring. Even if they make the postseason, even if they go to the World Series. Yes, you watch, but you don't watch with that great joy. You watch.
You're listening to a man who's very close to winning a bet that he's never won in 18 years. He's never won, and listen to him.
I even lost a bet with you when both our teams were out of the playoffs with who would have the best record, and it came down to the last 2 weeks of the season, and the Cubs edged out the Red Sox for the best record. I've never won a Red Sox bet.
Or a baseball bet. Might I remind you of the man?
Yeah.
Mark McGwire?
I picked Sammy Sosa. So I'm not going to make any bets with anybody about the postseason.
Enjoy it right now.
I'll enjoy it tomorrow.
But
today I'm wearing my Red Sox t-shirt.
And then after I go to the titty bar with Tom, then we can make our bet about the Red Sox in the playoffs.
I will. All right, I'll give you this. If they beat Oakland, if they're able to get by Oakland, I will make a bet with you. Because if they get by Oakland, are you ready?
The thing is, you know that they can't beat Oakland.
I think they're going to have trouble with Oakland. And I will tell you, if they beat Oakland, they will win the World Series.
Wow. Okay, thanks. Thanks for that ironclad guarantee. Mike. Hi,
Jack Kent Cook has come back.
Get away from my window.
Jack Kent Cook has come back from the grave.
There's an old man.
Jack Kent Cook is alive.
Stop a second. There's an old man.
What are you writing? Let me see it first.
Hold on.
Let me see it first before you show it out. Let me see.
Who are these people?
Let me see what you're writing.
What's the screen?
There's a guy with a beard, and then there's an old guy with white hair and sunglasses on his head that make it appear he's wearing mouse ears.
Okay.
No way.
Looking at us as if this was a zoo.
Right.
Get in your casket is what he put on an old man came by the window and was staring.
The old man was being escorted by a sales guy.
You know what's great about that? You never know who it was. It could be some guy that just like penned a check for $500,000.
Yeah,
here.
Our biggest client.
You have never seen a smile drain from a face faster than the sales guy just now.
Well,
and it was like, oh.
Well, And I don't fault the old man. Age
no.
estimated to be what?
I think
80s?
He's at least in his late 70s.
If not 90s.
Maybe his early 70s.
Yeah, very Bob Hope-ish. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you think back to before Bob was in a wheelchair.
Rabbit I get the eyes. Impression the father, son. I get the impression some big company.
But I don't fault the old guy for looking in. Because
they didn't know.
Hell, at this point, I'm sure his vision is limited.
Probably couldn't
he
see much.
Probably saw the bright shining lights
right,
in here.
Exactly.
I fault the tall, doofy sales guy.
For not whisking him by.
Who, you know, and we looked and we pointed before we said anything, like, get him out of here.
Years ago when these studios were...
Yeah,
come in and tell us who that was. I always like to know.
What?
Go get him, Rob. We want
to
find out who it was.
This is not a zoo.
I'm always curious.
So what, did you just close an account with a funeral parlor? Or?
You know, when they designed these studios and put the window in, they really expected it. And this is... Jesus Christ, this is another... another week,
tall.
Another sales guy. What's going on around here?
What, did you sell a Rascal account?
I'm trying.
Was that a big client that just came down?
Formerly.
Formerly. Because we speculated, was that a father-son combo that you had there? A couple of friends. Okay.
Well, don't bring them by the window. You know, I tried to give you the sign, you know, move them along.
See, when they designed the studio with that window in here, it was designed years ago for much friendlier disc jockeys than now occupy these studios.
No,
and what is your name, sir? What is
my name is Dave.
Dave, how long have you worked here?
3.5 weeks.
Really?
They all have.
Can you believe how many new ones?
3.5 weeks.
Oh, at least he looks like he's over 21. Have you seen that other? Have you seen Pudge, the other kid that they hired here?
He's a good
what
kid.
What the hell is that? Well, I know I've talked
like
to him.
He's like the Hobbit. He's
the
Hobbit. Guy.
The Hobbit
guy.
Yeah.
Aren't you important, though? Aren't you like an upper-tiered sales guy?
What is your title?
Retail salesman.
You're a manager. Hey.
He's important.
We don't even know the managers anymore.
Wow.
He's not going to last. Look at him. Look at him. He looks like...
He looks too nice.
He looks like the friend Cameron in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes, when Cameron's... Hello, Rooney. Have Sloan out in front of the school. You're barking up the wrong tree, mister.
Tell me something. When that man read my Hallmark moment for him, get in your casket, can you tell me what the response was?
There's our warm and fuzzy for the day, I think, response on
that. Did he say anything to you about it, or did they simply walk away shocked?
Said that he's excited to be part of the radio station and moved on.
Oh, well, that's good. Glad you could salvage that one.
I turned it into a positive.
If he's listening right now, we agree to that deal. Till death do us part. Which that'll be over the weekend.
Sure, a couple of days. Absolutely.
Hey, good for you getting money from a stone.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Hey, very nice meeting you.
All right, guys.
Now you can always remember the first time we all met.
Appreciate it.
Gotta go get some more hot leads out of the obituaries.
I'm gone.
Very good. Nice seeing you.
No
Take
God.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Aren't there some nursing home calls you have to make this afternoon? There you go.
No way he lasts.
No.
This place eats him up and spits him out, and maybe some of him comes out in the stool.
Have you met him before?
Never.
I don't think I have either, but, you know, when I say that, then I'll say it. But it's nice to meet people like that on the air.
I helped write his press release.
Really?
That's the extent of it.
Okay. All right, good.
Alan, he gets a press... Who?
He's managed me. What, he's a regional sales manager?
Apparently he's important. Ask Alan, he'll tell you.
I don't want to ask him.
No, it's okay.
You ask Alan.
We've had enough with him.
Yeah, that'll work. I'll ask Alan.
You could send this card to Alan as well.
For that, I'd add a please.
Please get a good casket.
Now it's Hallmark.
Okay, so that's it. We move past the Red Sox thing. You'll have your moment tomorrow.
And in the great tradition of sales managers of any kind, you notice that we really didn't get any information out of him.
No. Yeah. I don't even remember the guy's name.
Dave.
What is his name?
Dave.
I don't like it matters.
All right, whatever.
No response yet on Prove Me Wrong from Bob Levy or the lady from yesterday with the Washington Post story.
I think that says a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to step it up today and say Bob Levy's a liar.
Ooh.
Radio's Don G says Levy's a liar. Produce the woman from the Washington Post column of yesterday. Produce her and prove me wrong.
Levy accused of fabrication in a life-saving story.
It's happened. There have been other reporters who have been busted for this.
Oh, with a hell of a lot more credibility than Bob Levy.
That's a good point.
Bob, produce the woman.
Wasn't that lady that wrote the whole series of articles about a kid.
And I believe it all started with, besides the guy with the New York Times, but this one you're talking about was a guy who worked at the old Washington Post.
Right.
The first one.
Yeah.
It was called writing a series of stories about...
About a poor kid, like a son of a crack whore or something like that?
Yeah, and she made him up.
Right.
She just made him up.
It's a great story, but it wasn't true.
So anyway, Bob Levy, no, nothing on that front. Last night, my God, started slow, but we got a show last night from the gubernatorial debate.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I know you weren't able to see it. I know you were out. Do we have that tape yet, Robbie?
Did we roll tape on the debates?
Whoa, we got it. We got everything.
Cool.
Let me.
All the Arnold?
Only Arnold. Although there's a lot of times that he's arguing with...
You watched it, I take it.
Arianna Huffington.
I watched the whole thing.
Let me ask you, the first question I wanted to ask you, because, I mean, I heard all the spin today on all the news sources. Really, the only highlight that they pulled was this exchange between Arianna Huffington and Arnold. Was there... My question to you, and you are the only journalist that should watch this.
Thanks.
Were there enough Arnold is stupid moments? Or did he? Was he? You know,
he was well coached.
Okay,
right. He was well coached. However, the language is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with dis and does and right. and kia and you got to know that he's got a vocal coach somewhere.
Trying.
And that someone has to say to him, Arnold, it's California, not California.
California.
And it was just the set, everything it was done. Mike, you'll love this. The site, of course, was the capital of California, Sacramento, at Sacramento State University.
Fantastic.
Which from
didn't we go there one time?
From the surroundings, I think we got T-shirts from there, didn't we, Robbie?
Something. I believe you taught in Wichita.
We taught at Wichita State.
But that's you right. Might have received a favor from Sacramento State.
Okay, very
so
good.
This it's Sacramento. What I was going to say with you know, I don't mean anything by this, but it's Sacramento, so who cares? Looks like 13th grade. Yeah. The setup that they have, it looks like it might be an accredited school, but the setup that they had made it appear that it was some sort of community college.
I would imagine that with the way the show is out in Sacramento, that we would have some spies that were out there that might be able to give us a little Arnold intel.
Well, I'll tell you what it looked like. It looked like a cheesy ninth grade production. They were on a stage, and behind them they had big projections behind them of logos.
Right.
Not professionally done, like done with a gigantic 1,000-watt candle-powered
sure.
light.
Mm-hmm.
You put a slide on, and it's behind you. Then they have just folding tables,
right,
which are covered with green,
mm-hmm.
like that green tablecloth. That's
so not polished or slick at all.
No. They're all sitting in a big semicircle, and the host is this doofus who has no idea how to run a debate.
Right.
But he's very interested in hearing his own voice.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize that because I'm interested in the same thing. But this guy's the host of a debate.
Was he like a local anchor guy or something like that?
Rob and I were speculating that maybe we'd seen him on the movie when we went to Sacramento, the interim movie about... Welcome to Old Town Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
And we
possibly.
Think he might have been the dude.
That guy.
From an infomercial that they show in the hotel room. So the setting is that they're all seated, as I said, like in a semicircle. The set is poorly constructed.
Right.
And this guy can't control these people. He says at the beginning, it's going to be a verbal battle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, oh, this is great. And then he goes into a spin about why they gave them the questions in advance. So that they would know, so that they could prepare their answers.
Which to me is...
You could be better informed.
Which to me is really the opposite of what debating is all about.
Totally.
I mean, you demonstrate how you think on the fly. That it's insane.
It's not a debate.
You know, the political system is just crap.
So I'm watching this, and I'm on the telephone with Rob during the whole goddamn debate. Every time one of us says, well, listen, we'll hang up, and because Arnold's not saying anything, then he'd say something else, and then we'd be pulled into it. We were on that was like the longest we've ever been on the phone while watching television, right?
It was great, and it was also good because we were synced up. I could hear his audio, I could hear my audio,
right.
And it was like we were almost in Sacramento.
Any slightly disappointing, though, because Arnold didn't really
make the
big gaffe?
No, but if you listen, and you have to hear, and we have every answer that Arnold Schwarzenegger gave now. And some of them, the broad is jumping in.
Okay. Arianna Huffington.
She's a problem.
But listen,
you know how they put, you know, usually it puts the name and then it says like D for Democrat? Or,
right.
They should put a C for her name.
Wow.
So here we go. What we've done is we've isolated just Arnold's answers.
C,
Who cares about what the other guys had to say? Arnold, on the recall.
I think that it is a great idea, and I thank God every day that we have Hiram Johnson that created this,
Wow.
Now, does that answer your question
already?
That's
not disappointing at all.
Does that answer your question? How can any of you people in California take this halfway seriously? I said to Rob last night in what I believe was a real moment of clarity, I said, do you know if somehow, and you got to go with me on this, if we were able to travel back in time
mm-hmm.
4 months ago
right.
and be watching TV and someone said, hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger's on Saturday Night Live and they're doing a kind of funny skit
right.
about if he ran for governor and was in a debate,
right.
you could turn it on and go, well, for Saturday Night Live, this is pretty good.
This works comedically.
But then 90 years ago, his intention was to create this recall because of special interests controlling politicians, and this is exactly what is the case today. And 1.6 million people have signed the recall petition. They basically have said we are mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. And 60% of the people have said in the polls that they want to have a recall. So it is terrific. The people's will is being acted out.
Did he say the people's will?
Yes. And he says that a lot.
Tried to.
Now, I had the same initial reaction as you did.
They're mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore.
That, he's been given the answers in advance. They've prepped him. I'm going to save you from his comments on the economy.
Because that would be probably the most rehearsed that you would hear him.
Here's a good one.
And one more thing, Arnold. You know, you talk about the 30s. Yes, you know.
Hey, Robbie, where's the da-da-da-da-da?
Arnold, you call me Mr. Schwarzenegger.
You
bitch.
She does sound like Eva
Gabor. How dare you? I'm going to come over there and I'm going to make sure that you don't call me Arnold anymore, Ariana.
Where's the va-va-va?
I don't know.
We used to have a va-va-va.
Yeah, that is your problem. How did you have sex with me like all the girls want to?
Well, she alludes to his sexuality and what he does. Okay, here we go.
And one more thing, Arnold. You talk about the 30. Yes, you know, you talk.
30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Ariana, let me just say one thing. You personally, your personal income tax have the biggest loophole. I can drive my Hummer through it. That's how big the loophole is. Green Valley or something. I don't know what you're talking about. I cannot believe you.
I cannot believe you.
This is where you get the real stupid.
I cannot believe you.
It's like where he's ad-libbing.
Right? Yeah, you like that. I cannot believe you, how stupid and ugly you are.
Okay, now,
yeah. My Hummer through. That's funny.
Here's another one that I know you heard.
What an ass.
I know you heard, but you got to hear the whole thing, starting with Ava.
Ariana,
you're talking about the contacts right now, not about education.
Let me finish. You know, this is completely impolite. This is the way you treat women. We know that, but not
that. That was a direct and personal attack on Mr. Schwarzenegger, so would you respond?
I would just like to say that I just realized that I have a perfect part for you in Terminator 4.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, could they give him any more softballs, like set it up for him?
So I told you about this guy, this host.
He could attack her personally and talk about the loophole he could drive a Hummer through, but she could respond to that.
It's because I'm the moderator.
Stan Statham, do you think
I've got the perfect path for you in Terminator 4.
Do you think Stan Statham could cut it in any small market television anywhere? He was the worst.
That was a personal attack, and Arnold's my meal ticket.
The president of the California Broadcasters Association.
Is that who it is?
That's the guy.
Ariana, again, as usual, you're off here. We're talking here about health care, and you're talking about driver's license. But let me answer
connected.
That.
Let me answer that quick.
I am against the driver's license because it is without any background check and without any fingerprints or anything. Therefore, it is dangerous for California. Governor Davis came out a year ago and has made it clear and has said, you know, we cannot do that because it is endangering us. It is a security problem.
We cannot do that because the thing is the
election coming up on October 7th. Now, all of a sudden, it is a great idea. Let's get some more votes. That is the idea of those things. It is wrong to do that. And you know that we have a security problem because of it. The governor is supposed to represent the people of California, not special interests. That is the problem.
That is the problem.
That is the problem
now,
here.
Ariana, come over here because all the women would like to see my nude photos.
Hold on.
more.
Brianna, this is identification. There is no background check. It is dangerous for our security
it
here.
It is offensive.
But let's do it the right way.
We have those two points.
Visas. Arnold, let's get them temporary.
It is really offensive to think that.
This is the real Arnold, though. I bet he does this like with friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not productive. We have the points that you've made.
This is not productive. Guy, I'm the Mr. Delanker.
The guy that the moderator would call him Arnold.
Yeah.
And one time he actually said, Governor Schwarzenegger. Let's go to Governor Schwarzenegger.
Oh. Yeah, of course, that's where the guy is, obviously.
Here's his response. As I recall from last night, he said, well, this is live television, and I guess I need to check my meds.
My really? God.
Really?
Oh, he's good.
I have it on here somewhere.
You got it on there?
I think it's either cut two or three here.
All right, hold on.
Let's get him for the presidential
debate.
Let's
try number two. Hold on a second.
All right, you're still on deck for this one, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I think it's very important that we have a good relationship between the local and the state government. Right now, it doesn't really make much sense. I think that, first of all, that the local government should continue with the services they're providing right now. But it is wrong for...
Just, if you were watching this, it was available nationwide on CNN and Fox News.
The local
it was a great show. The point, the only problem was, I wish it was just all him.
Right.
For the whole 90 minutes.
Because you don't want to hear the regular politicians.
No. Down at the ground. Know which programs they need, how to improve education. Each one of the communities have different needs. I think they should continue with the services, if it's training or if it is drug rehabilitation programs or the services they provide with police and fire department.
Probably working as hard as he's ever worked to memorize a script.
Where you're funding those programs.
But Arnold, it was Pete Wilson, your campaign director, who took the money from the counties.
Let me make one thing clear. On October 8th, it's not going to be Governor Wilson or Governor Bush or any of those kind of things. It's going to be Governor Arnold. Okay, so let's make that
Governor
clear.
Can I jump in here?
Let us just pray it's not, because the last thing they say is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well,
I mean, in fact, it is very important.
It's the last thing we need.
People of California know now who you really are, because, you know, you've been saying so many things and then contradicting them a few weeks later. First of all, the day you decided to run, you told us you're not going to take any special interest money.
We're talking about local government, I believe. Excuse me, I believe you're off subject.
Was waiting for an hour and a half to do a photo op with me? Was that the day?
You're asking us. No, actually, no, it was the day.
Now, you missed a great interchange there, because they're all talking at the same time.
Right.
But what, and this is where the real Arnold comes out. Robbie, if you could back that up a little bit. He says, yeah, that day, I remember that day. That's the day you waited 90 minutes for a photo shoot with me.
Yeah.
Now, that's the real, now it's underneath the moderator yelling.
That's the ego of Arnold, right?
You know, the Zsa Zsa Gabor yelling. But Arnold's in here.
Okay, so let's make this clear.
Let us just pray it's not, because the last thing the state needs is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, in fact, it is very important that the people of California know now who you really are, because, you know, you've been saying so many things and then contradicting them a few weeks later. First of all, the day you decided to run, you told us you're not going to take any special interest money.
We're talking about local government, I believe. Excuse me, I believe you're off subject. We're talking about local government.
Was that the day when you were waiting for an hour and a half to do a photo op with me? Was that the day?
You're asking us. No, actually, no. It was the day that you're on the Jay Leno show. But, you know, it's very important if we want to know who we are. And if the public is to...
Why is Jay Leno's name being mentioned?
To actually expose the inconsistencies.
Well, let's find out who you are. Governor Schwarzenegger. Pardon me, I'm getting him mixed up here. I'm gonna have to lower my meds.
John, what are you drinking?
You know, why do they put an a-hole in those jobs?
How great is that?
Governor Schwarzenegger. Well, it was obvious. Was the moderator running interference for Arnold for the whole debate?
I believe he tried to run interference for everybody, but
the
Bavarian lady kept yelling at the German guy, and it was just those two going back and forth.
Wow.
Now we have Arnold's closing.
The most, I think, informative thing, and you should play that second Arnold versus Ariana cut, too, the one that came after that. It's very good, but I couldn't ever place Ariana's accent. She came over from Greece.
She's from Athens. Really? And I don't know how you get that accent out of Athens.
I don't either.
Fat Greek political career.
Was Arianna Huffington the only one that went after Arnold?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's all she did. And also,
so none of the other candidates did that.
She has a very mysterious hairline.
And Arnold's eyebrows had to be painted orange. He has tinted his hair.
Yeah, he colors his hair.
And when you have the time to look at him, and we did last night.
Long time.
He's got his skin on his face is pulled back so tightly that when he lifted up his neck, now maybe it was just the influence of Arnold, but he not only has the Johnny Carson rolls of skin around his neck,
right.
He had some kind of a rash.
Really?
That was discernible around his Adam's apple.
That's probably why he doesn't wear a lot of ties.
Even away from the rash, his face is a different color than his neck and hands.
Really?
So either there was a lot of makeup or it's just all plastic.
And his eyebrows are gigantic.
I was ready for his eyebrows to turn into butterflies.
So there was another exchange between Huffington and...
There's one more.
Yeah. Here it is.
When it comes to multimillionaires living in multi-million dollar homes, why shouldn't they pay their fair share? Even Warren Buffett, that Arnold Schwarzenegger brought to California, said that, and then Arnold told him he should do 500 sit-ups. Well, I'm telling him, keep talking, Warren, and I'm going to make you a big Greek fat dinner. The bottom line is that unless we fix Prop 13, we are not going to be able to handle... So hold on a second. You're getting into a really bad habit, but you know what? I'm not easily intimidated. I'm going to finish, and then you're going to speak. So let me just continue and see who can speak louder in a foreign accent.
Well, all right.
Good luck, California.
How good is this?
You can increase all you want, but you will be having empty buildings out there. There will be no companies left. They will be moving to the next state, so you will have nothing. You will not have accomplished the goals.
I appreciate it. I'm so grateful.
The businesses are going to move
I am
out.
So grateful that these candidates had the courage to engage one another, but we have irreconcilable differences here. Yeah, and so we're going to go to the Green Party candidate.
He was exciting.
Hey, that's fun.
Incredible.
I give them both credit, believe it or not, to make politics a little more fun.
I wish they could both be governor.
The thing is...
But you get a real lot of his... you get the whole Arnold arrogance thing, which we've heard on some of those tapes. There you go. You waited an hour and a half to get a follow-up with me.
The real Arnold. The real McGill.
Personally, your personal income tax have the biggest loophole. I can drive my Hummer through it. There's something to loophole.
Let me tell you something. Am I funny?
Yeah. You think I'm funny, huh?
One more thing. We're just going to have to skim through this. We were able to get the follow-through of Arnold's post-debate press conference. This is Arnold in what they call Spin Alley.
Okay.
So he's just come off the stage, and now he's going to tell everybody...
Of course I won.
...how great he did.
His own performance in the Spin Alley.
Sorry. This is a fantastic experience. I had a great time out there. There's two things that I wanted to accomplish here. One is that I feel the show that I feel comfortable with.
I'm not going to interrupt this tape, but I want you to...
He's such a hammerhead.
I want you to notice one thing that he says in the first minute or two that struck me, really struck me.
Right, don't... No, no.
No.
Is he going to play the tape? Oh, Rob.
Oh,
God.
Click, 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 click.
Okay.
I can't use that word anymore to describe Arnold.
When he's talking about... Someone asks him, how come you didn't go to the other debates? His answer is, did you see the ratings?
Yeah.
That got a one share. This show tonight was the most popular show on television.
Right.
So you get a real insight into what politician cares about the rating. I mean, really, what politician cares about anything, really? But
and also the fact that this debate was on at 6 o'clock local time.
Wow.
And the only reason for that is to get primetime numbers from the East Coast.
Right.
How weird is that?
That's so weird. It's so not about California.
This was a couple more minutes of his rambling after debate hysteria.
There'll be policy, and the second one is to show in which direction I want to take the state. I feel that I accomplished both of those things. It was also at the same time very entertaining and fun to sit out there.
Yeah.
And I think that...
you want that.
You know, this was a really a successful... debate for me and for our camp, and I think that we're moving right along now towards October 7th. If you have any questions, please ask the questions. Yes.
The first 30 minutes or so, the first 30 minutes.
Was your dad a Nazi?
Obviously, the other candidates are going after you. I mean, obviously, that you think.
including...
What's 2 plus 2?
Did you expect that?
Spell Terminator.
Well, first of all, I expected that they will go after me because I'm the front runner, so that's always what happens when you're the front runner, that people shoot for you. And but I was, you know, aware of that, and I tried to just keep it totally under control and get my message out there, which was very important.
He's funny to listen to, eh?
He is. And all those kind of things.
He's the front runner.
It was, I think, very entertaining. And as someone said afterwards, right after the debate, you guys should go on the road with your comedy show and all those things. So that's what it was.
And all those things.
Yes, absolutely. But what I wanted to do is you know, let people know where I am with job creation, how strong I feel about getting...
Just regurgitating the stuff they've made him memorize.
Right? Yeah, how strong I feel about education, equality in education.
Education.
I teach. All other places. And also to get the textbooks out there. To give the
and you got
to
get this in your mind, too. It's confident Arnold that's speaking right now.
With the head, like, the nose kind of up in the air, right?
I think the format was good. I think it was good the way it moved around and the way it became lively and where you could interact and all those things. I thought it was...
What is wrong with you, California? What is wrong with you?
Listen to how many times you know, and all those things.
I thought very
interact and all those things.
You know, and the great thing was with Senator McClintock, you know, that he and I agree on so many issues.
Who is cross-eyed.
and on some issues we don't, but I mean...
Check him out when he looks directly into the camera or when he looks down.
Good team in Sacramento. I'm looking forward to working with him. Yes. Well, I think that as you could see, the other debates that were on, it had only one share ratings and stuff like that, and this is going to have a high rating. You will see that tomorrow when you see the numbers. So, you know, the important thing is that everyone can watch this debate, and every day is a debate. Every day I go out there, I talk to, we have news conferences, and I talk to the people, I do interviews and all this. Every day is kind of a debate.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with America?
California, listen, I know it's a goof.
All the time. This was
congratulations. You got everybody. I'm torn. On one hand,
you want to keep him in the spotlight.
On one hand, you know, go ahead. Good luck. But don't blame me when California breaks off and just becomes an island.
I don't think you'll be satisfied with just the governorship. President Schwarzenegger. He can't be president, though,
can he?
No,
he can't.
Right.
No, he can't. Sorry, Governor Schwarzenegger. Oh,
I've got to reduce my meds. I'm an ass.
How great was that?
Unbelievable.
And, you know, we've got tons of stuff we're not going to have time to get to today. Maybe after we hear the Jerry Lewis tapes. Uh-huh. We'll hear... Arnold's closing, they give each candidate 2 minutes to...
The closing and things.
To speak and
things like that.
When he talks about Proposition 53, mm-hmm. he kind of loses his place and really know what Proposition 53 is. He has to pull himself back into, we're talking about...
I need to reduce my meds and pull myself together and all those things.
So that's that's the time you were waiting 90 minutes for the photo shoot with me.
The
one thing I really enjoyed, though, is when they were talking about the infrastructure is to hear another charismatic Austrian politician talking about the importance of good roads.
All right, Rob.
That's enough.
There you go.
I heard plenty of that last night.
I'm sure those things.
That things like that.
Doesn't he remind you of Hitler?
Ron, who doesn't remind you of Hitler?
Oh, my God.
I'll stay right on. Oh, my God.
And all those things.
Oh, my God. We'll be right back. The first to call 100. The surprise pack selected especially for you. Dial recklessly 877-365-3636. We want to give you some stuff, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, all you four eyes out there. I used to be one of you. I used to have big, enormous, gigantic glasses and contact lenses. Then I bit the bullet and went to TLC for laser eye surgery with Dr. Witten of Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates. Ask around. Ask your friends. That they tell you they went there too. Why Witten Perot? Because they've done more eyes and procedures than anyone else in Washington. Maybe because I know they did Tiger Woods' eyes. Or maybe because anyone can get Washington's premier LASIK and CK surgeons at Witten Perot Laser Eye at an affordable cost with no interest financing right now. They've got the newest, latest, greatest technology, which is great. But when you're messing with your eyes, it's their experience that counts. Since 1995, they've done over 50,000 procedures, and I'm one of them.
I'm seeing 2015 right now. Call Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates today at 800-626-LASER. That's 800-626-LASER or visit wittenlasereye.com.
Thank you, Don. Results may vary. All patients must read the informed consent.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Rich with the good taste of hypocrisy. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Lord. Dennis is coming in to chew ice today. We also have...
Is this entertainment or what?
We also have aluminum foil for him to chew.
Yeah, now he's probably listening right now. Because I was thinking we could just sort of slip in the aluminum foil.
No, no. It was out there yesterday.
How about an ice cube surrounded by aluminum foil?
Maybe after.
Yeah.
We'll do the combination.
See if he chews foil.
Dennis has bad teeth.
Yes, right.
Like dog's teeth. Mm-hmm. Wolfen teeth.
So bad they've stopped bleeding. They're all dead.
His name
is Dennis Murphy. Yeah. Right, there you go. Hi, that's for you, Dennis.
I know Dennis likes Chicago.
Sure.
Yeah. He hates dentists. He loves Chicago.
One day we're going to get him fixed up.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're the 100th caller.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Hey, what's your name?
Rob.
Hey, Rob, where are you from?
Rochester.
Right, WHTK. Here you go.
Absolutely.
24, the second season DVD box set, now available on Divid. On the 7-disc collector's edition. That's a 24 season 2. Plus, you won the Inside the NFL prize pack. Catch HBO's Inside the NFL with Bob, Chris, Dan, and Chris.
Hi.
Every Wednesday. That's yesterday at 10 p.m.
What do you got? Thank you.
Nothing central.
They'll rerun it.
On HBO.
Yeah. Friday, I think.
It's one of those things. They'll rerun that and Mannequin and all the other stuff we were talking about yesterday. Thank you for listening. Hold on a second. Is that Jim?
I believe so.
All right. Well, let's roll. Because, God, we do have a lot of stuff to get through today.
We do.
Besides Dennis chewing ice, we got the Southwest Airlines flyaway to give away.
Right.
We got a beautiful woman. Her name is Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be joining us today.
To talk football.
Yeah. Now, here he is, Jim McBride. You may know him as Mr. Skin. World's greatest website ever, www.mrskin.com. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Long time no skin.
Yeah, no kidding. And I do have to tell you that on more than one occasion, when the company was keeping us away from the show.
Mm-hmm. Logged a little time of the website?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting up there, and I'm not... I want to say this about your site. It's the only quasi-porn site that I go to.
I rate it.
And I don't feel bad when my wife comes in the room and she'll see, you know, breasts or you know, genitals. See, what are you looking at?
And you with your pants around your ankles.
Mr. Skin.
Honey, it's Mr. Skin's website. Okay, go back to what you were doing.
I'm on MrSkin.com. So it's always great. There's always new stuff. And I know, listen, that this is going to be a small part of what you have for us today. I've seen the preview. I just want to say, not a lot of Asian chicks do it for me.
Right.
But one Asian chick that does do it for me, and I don't know why, is the girl that was on Arliss, the girl that was the secretary.
Sandra Oh.
The secretary on Arliss.
Yeah. Why? Interesting.
Don't know.
Why does she do it for you?
I cannot tell you why.
Don't you like that? I like that girl that was on The View.
Lisa Ling.
Lisa Ling, and also the other, that's the Charlie's Angels.
Lucy Liu. I like her.
Lisa Ling and Lucy Liu. Kind of confusing when you say those names fast.
I like her too, and I like Julie Chen.
You know why I don't like the lady from Arliss? I think she might have a little hottie factor. I just hated her acting style.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like everybody on Arliss was just so over the top.
Well, don't F the face. You don't F the acting style. You F the body.
Yeah. She had a rocket body?
Well,
you'll see.
That'll be debated.
Oh, okay.
Right. Anyway, that's, I'm just pointing out, if there's an obscure woman that you think, you've watched television, you thought, oh, boy, I wonder what she looks like naked.
You might be able to find out, and this man's here to help you.
Got it. Anyway, here he is. Jim, is there any nudity in the theater?
Well, yeah, let me just talk real quick about the theater stuff opening tomorrow. The one movie is Under the Tuscan Sun. Diane Lane plays this writer who gets a divorce, gets depressed, and writer's block all at the same time. And she decides to buy a place in Tuscany and go rehab it and live out there for a while. And of course, she meets some guy, and that's, you know, romantic. It's comedy drama, and unfortunately, it's rated PG-13, so there's no nudity in this movie now.
But if you want to get if you want to just see her do everything and be naked, get that one with
Unfaithful.
Richard, that one with Richard Gere.
Yes,
fantastic.
Unfaithful, exactly. And that's what I wanted to point out is, you know, of course I get bummed out when a movie's a PG-13, but when a Diane Lane isn't naked, it's not so bad because you always know that she has other movies coming up where she probably will get naked. She's had a fantastic career. She's been naked all through the 80s and 90s. And
she is just so sexy.
Oh, yeah. And in Unfaithful, one of the things I loved about it, and I've talked to you guys about in the past, is the fact that it was a 30-something, all-natural babe getting naked. It's so refreshing, so cool to see. I wish more would do it. Ryan's going to do it next month and in the cut, and it's just great. I love it. So give her a pass on no nudity and Under the Tuscan Sun.
As a visual aid, though, let's go to from MrSkin.com and the movie we were just talking about. I didn't realize we had this.
Yeah.
From Unfaithful. Here she is with that French dude that she hooks up with in the movie.
And she's
a dirty-looking guy.
She's just so sexy, amazingly sexy.
And the thing about this lady, Diane Lane, what's her name?
Diane Lane.
Not the greatest set of cans. She got bags under her eyes. Not a lot of makeup. But I'd do her.
Oh, and she is, I mean, you know what? She doesn't need the makeup. She's in that Michelle Pfeiffer category where she just looks hot.
Yeah. Yep. She looks hot waking up in the morning.
She does.
Doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter. Now, so there's no nudity from Diane in this, but I do recommend Unfaithful. It's one of my favorite movies she's been naked in. Now, interesting note in this movie, her best friend in the movie is played by Sandra Oh, who played Rita on Our List. And
there you go.
I thought it'd be kind of neat to show you. I didn't know there'd be so much interest in this. but anyway, in the movie, she did a movie called Dancing at the Blue Iguana a few years back. I gave it an Anatomy Award at the time to get the best movie.
I'll give you the picture in a second, Mike.
I'm chomping.
Let me just say, she has the breasts of a 12-year-old boy. It's slightly depressing.
Yeah, it's an acquired taste, Sandra Oh. But in this movie, this Dancing at the Blue Iguana, it's one of my favorites. It's filmed in a strip joint. It was all about strippers. You had Jennifer Tilly stripping, Daryl Hannah, Sheila Kelly, and a ton of other babes, including Sandra Oh. And it was really surprising to me that she did this movie. It was kind of out of character.
Mike, I realize she's Japanese. You don't have to do that thing with your eyes. Listen, I'd still do her. I would. I think there's something fetching about her.
I'm telling you, she looked great in the thong and dancing around topless, so I included that pic for you guys because I know she's going to be doing a lot of interviews for this movie, and you're going to be hearing about her for this new flick that's out.
She does not do it for me.
She's got nice nipples.
Yeah, she does have nice nipples.
For being a tiny woman.
Mm-hmm.
Little China doll. Let me make my head. Oh, a little China doll. That thing with my eyes, too. All right. So, anyway, that's my fantasy.
Right.
Well, not my fantasy.
So, Under the Tuscan Sun, the new movie tomorrow, no nudity, but two of the stars, Diane Lane and Sandra Oh, have been naked. The other movie opening tomorrow, the big movie, The Rundown. It's a PG-13 flick starring The Rock. That's first name The, last name Rock. the guy who plays Stifler on American Pie, Sean William Scott. Unfortunately, no chicks or no naked chicks in this movie. So,
you know, I saw Stifler on a talk show, and if a guy can have the Ally McBeal disease, I think Stifler's got it.
Oh, he's really skinny.
He didn't look well. He really did not look well at all. It was strange to see him. He was like too skinny.
Yeah, funny dude, but that's too bad.
How did Dwayne look?
Dwayne,
what's his last
Johnson.
Name? Dwayne Johnson. That's The Rock. Don't you remember that?
Is Dwayne Johnson The Rock?
Yeah.
I think The Rock always looks dreamy.
Dwayne. All right, so nothing in that.
So nothing in the rundown. So let me get to the DVDs.
Okay.
Now, do you guys remember the show on HBO, Mr. Show, with David Cross and Bob Odenkirk?
I have seen it.
Yeah, from a couple years back. Well, back when that was on HBO, these guys did a movie. It was about year 2000 or 2001 called Run, Ronnie, Run. The movie never hit theaters and never was released on DVD until this week. Now, the reason I wanted you guys to check it out is in this movie is one of my favorite babes, a girl who's never been naked in her career. Nikki Cox, she's the girl from Unhappily Ever After, the Norm show, she played Taylor. There's a new television show called Las Vegas. And I'm telling you, there is, as far as TV goes, I don't know of any babe with a hotter body than Nikki Cox. It's amazing. Guys, I get emails all the time. Has Nikki Cox ever done anything? Will she ever be naked? Well, in this movie, she is in a bikini, gets in and out of the water, very tight bikini. I know there's a lot of fans of Nikki Cox out there. You have to see this bikini shot. It's,
she looks amazing in this bikini.
Yes.
Nice ass.
She's got it all. I mean, huge breasts.
And that bikini bottom looks like it's spray painted on.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly. So, for all the guys out there that are Nikki Cox fans, this movie, Run, Ronnie, Run, there's no nudity, but you got to see her in a bikini. It's worth checking out.
Even a girl this hot, though, there's no way I'd eat her, eh?
Thank you for sharing. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm fixated on, I'm looking at her and thinking that's...
I would.
That's pretty spectacular. Yeah. That's a pretty great ass. And I was saying, then you said the thing about it almost looked like it's painted on. I said, yeah, well... You can see her, the crack and everything.
What's that guy that's on the float? Is he getting shot in the stomach or something? What is that? You see that guy in the lower left hand? What is that?
I believe that's a drink holder or a cup of coffee on his...
good, okay.
On his belly button. He's on a float in the picture.
Sorry we had to include a few guys in the pics, but they were kind of in the way.
They always distract me.
We're focusing on Nikki Cox, but occasionally some manness gets in the way.
All right, Jimmy, what else we got?
But anyway, so another... DVD out new this week I wanted to talk to you guys about. They're releasing two movies on one disc. One of the movies is called The Shape of Things. The other is called Your Friends and Neighbors. Now, The Shape of Things, don't worry about no skin in that, but Your Friends and Neighbors is an interesting one. It's a 1998 movie. It stars Catherine Keener, Nastasia Kinski, Ben Stiller, Jason Patrick, and Amy Brenneman, who the next year...
You like her, right, Mike? Judging Amy?
Well, Amy Brenneman is from my hometown. That's what I like about... Ooh, hello.
Yeah, hello. She would go on to be on the CBS show Judging Amy. She started in 99. It's still going strong, and she's definitely a hottie. And she wasn't really that popular at the time when this movie came out. She had been on NYPD Blue a little, but what happened is, in this movie, if you fast-forward to the 1 hour and 34-minute mark of Your Friends and Neighbors...
Uh-huh. That's the information that you got to... You got it at 1:34.
Yeah, at that time, she's in bed with Jason Patrick. And what's cool about this is he pulls the covers up, and it was a complete surprise out of nowhere. You know, normally when actresses are under covers, you know, they're having sex in movies, they got tons of clothes on and all that. You get a nice lower frontal shot, some bush action. It's very nice.
Yes, hot bush action.
Some bush action.
He's got his hand over her right breast. Do you ever get a look at that?
Amy Buscheman.
You can see some breasts in there. But the real highlight is you know, no panty shot. Now, I want to mention here that when you see this scene, if you rent this or buy this movie, when you're watching the scene, it's going to be a little dark. There was, you know, the lighting was a little poor, but just tweak the brightness and enjoy the scene.
Amy. Great shot.
Yeah, if you want to be judging Amy, check it out. It's really
sexiest part of a woman too, right there. That little ski slope that goes
she's
down
in
to her waist
position too. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, very nice.
It's a neat look. So, the movie's.
I was very sensitive of you to say, Mike. Excuse me, Jim.
Well, you know, after the whole eating A thing, I thought I'd sensitive it up a little bit.
Nice.
Why not?
And then you said you'd eat her A, though.
You said you wouldn't. Yeah, I thought that was highly insensitive.
All I know is all of a sudden, that's the sexiest part of a woman.
Yeah. That is the most sensual and sexy part of a woman. The slope that runs down from her buttock to her waist. Yes. When she's lying on her side in the spooning position.
Meanwhile, I wouldn't eat her A.
Meanwhile, you'd just be thinking about butt. You'd be thinking about food coming out.
I wouldn't eat her A. Anyway, Jimmy, sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. And last thing I wanted to talk to you guys about, while you were gone, they released what's called the Stanley Kubrick Collection. It's a box set of movies. For $150, you get on disc Barry Lyndon, A Clockwork Orange, Full Metal Jacket, The Shining, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Doctor Strangelove, Eyes Wide Shut, and Lolita. It's pretty cool. For $150, you get all those movies. Kubrick's, you know, regarded by many to be one of the great directors of all time.
And he's my favorite director.
Yeah, and this is something you definitely want to check out. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I think he's one of the greatest directors to have nudity in his films, because I really think his name should have been Stanley Kubrick, because it just seemed like every movie the guy was, he would get hot babes, get completely naked all the time. It was like, and I think it was such an honor to work for him that they would be a lot more willing to do nudity for a Stanley Kubrick, if you will.
Stanley Kubrick.
There's a variety here, Mike. Here's Nicole Kidman. I'm guessing this from Eyes Wide Shut.
Right, which Eyes Wide Shut.
One of the greatest Kidman. Nude scenes ever, I thought. That.
Then you've got from A Clockwork Orange. What is this actress's name?
Adrienne Corey.
And what a gigantic, big, unmanicured red bush.
Early 70s, you know, it was a different era.
Yeah, it was the 70s.
And now here's the best. We've saved the best for last. You go to MrSkin.com. You're going to see in this, if you look at the Kubrick movies, The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a nice one. This is what Jim's talking
Leah
about.
Leah Beldam, yeah.
Yeah, Leah Beldam. Everybody remembers the scene in The Shining.
Oh, yeah.
David gets out of the tub and walks towards him completely full frontal nude.
Yeah, and both erotic, and then, of course, it gets so scary right after
and
that.
And later, Mike, that lady's name, and I've never known this, it's Billy Gibson.
You know that you got the name.
We don't discriminate when it comes to
God, he has the name of the lady in The Shining.
He has the after picture.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And if that's not, you know, really, we don't pay Jim to be on this show, and he doesn't pay us. I'm just telling you, this is a kick-ass website. If you remember The Shining, that girl that gets out of the tub, and you go, oh, my God, wow, she's so hot. And
Billy Gibson, I can't believe you got the name of that woman.
And it is a beautiful picture of Billy Gibson.
Oh, God.
In The Shining.
Wow.
Where she's covered with goo and...
And, like, sores all over her body.
Saggy boobs.
What it's supposed to be is, like...
Not to mention, she's about 75 years old.
And it's, like, rotting skin it's supposed
it's
to be,
great.
Right? Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's great. So, if nothing else, you've got nothing else today, maybe you don't share my fascination for the Asian chick or Mike's love of Nikki Cox's A, maybe, just maybe, you go to MrSkin.com. If you type in The Shining, you'll get something, or you just
amazing.
Go Leah Beldam and Billy Gibson.
Wow. Yeah, Billy with an IE.
And I'm telling you,
wow. Man, that is one scary movie, The Shining, and that's probably the scariest moment in The Shining for any male. You know?
Isn't it a great thing to have on MrSkin.com?
To have the name of the naked gross lady in The Shining.
Billy Gibson.
Amazing, Mr. Skin, you've outdone yourself.
Great report, Jimmy.
All right, guys.
We'll see you next week
Talk
for sure.
To you next week.
All right, bye-bye. That's Jim McBride. His site is www.MrSkin.com.
Wow.
I mean, I know I do hype it up a lot.
Well, rightly so.
But I do go there a lot. Like that Shining stuff.
The Shining stuff is a mind blower.
That's great. That's beyond
Remember how
great.
Scary that was the first time you saw that scene where he's making out with her and all of a sudden she turns into the ha, 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 ha.
Now, let's see exactly where we are in the show because we could go in one of two directions here.
I have not heard from him.
Oh, no, not from her.
Okay.
What about her? What about Ice Boy?
Oh, he's stuck in traffic. He's on his way.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We got Dennis Murphy delivering on a deadline.
We got a lot of stuff going on today. I had planned for this. I planned
you allowed for Dennis's tardiness?
The Dennis would not be here on time. Let me just say, and we very rarely play this game this early in the show.
What game are you talking about?
Oh, Mike, it's proven, scientifically proven, the best bit that we've ever done on this show.
What would that be?
It's a bit that's been ripped off internationally. Yeah. If you were in Britain, perhaps you'd have heard of it. It's Toot for Loot.
What's it called?
We call it Honk for Cash.
Ah! Oh,
listen, it's a guaranteed bonanza of money for you.
Well, the laughs just don't stop.
Here's the deal. You're in your car. You're calling us up from your car. 877-365-3636. You're at a stoplight. This game really only works if you're in the left-hand turn lane where you get an arrow.
Right.
One lane. Not another lane. Don't show me that picture of Billy Gibson, Mike.
Billy Gibson calls Honk for Cash the best game ever.
I bet Billy Gibson... you want to see
would you eat her, hey?
No.
On a bet?
No, I would not.
Okay.
Would you?
Huh?
Would you?
Sure. No, wow. Of course not. No.
So listen, this only works if you're in your car and you're in a traffic signal with a left-hand turn lane with the arrow.
I just grossed myself out.
And it only works... Would you just picture yourself down there?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
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 Click on.
Ah! Good job, Tiger.
Wow.
So you're in your car. You're at a stoplight. It's got a left-hand turn signal.
Right.
It only works if there's one lane so people can't pass you. Mm-hmm. And then when the light turns green for 30 seconds... Will you stop it?
Okay.
Stop it.
Go ahead. Well, you're selling the game, and it's a great game.
And you're doing something else over there.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Billy. Hey,
would you?
I'll stop.
You know,
let me put the picture down. You're over there trying to do your job, and here I am just distracted.
I outed you before with the Chinese eyes thing. I'll tell you what he's doing now. Now he's licking his fingers. Uh-huh. And he's holding his...
You know, I'm not going to do this anymore if you're going to ruin it every time I do that.
Well, I'm trying.
Really.
I'm going at a breakneck pace trying to...
Now both.
We just did both at the same time.
Very good.
Okay. You get 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And the rules are very simple. You don't say anything for 30 seconds, and you're not allowed to draw attention to yourself.
Right.
You just sit, hold your cell phone out at the side of the car, and wait for the honks to come.
And it's a, you know, we've had incredible moments with this game on the show.
We pay $1 per honk. Would you
and we catch cheaters.
And you're still thinking about
I'm thinking about Billy Gibson's A.
Eating her A. Here, I'm trying to sell
I know.
This honk for cash thing.
This really, the Mr. Skin moment, I can't get over this photograph. It's about the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Wait until Dennis comes in.
That'll change.
To chew ice and eat aluminum foil.
Ew.
So for now, it's honk for cash. It's honk for cash. Billy Gibson calls this bit the cure for your sagging ratings.
And she's a smooth operator.
You noticed her.
Oh, sure.
Her badge.
Yes.
It's, you know what it is? It's like a hole.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all like holes.
Yeah, it's worn smooth.
What it is it's like pushing in the belly button of the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Do you think there was shaving required for that, or do you think that was the natural state of things?
It just fell out.
All right, I've got to look
here's
at it again. I'm guessing that that's natural. I don't think the hole is there naturally. Yeah. I think that's a prosthetic.
Yeah.
But I believe the overall presentation on Billy Gibson is real.
That's mighty disturbing.
What troubles me about you guys is you fail to see her inner beauty.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Right. You can see that because there are no teeth in her head.
Oh, Billy.
Yeah, Billy.
Honk for cash, everybody. Please honk for cash. Call now. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 97X. The future of rock and roll.
97X. Bang. The future of rock and roll. 97X.
Anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Did you watch the ad today?
I tell you, I just cannot believe the things that come out of this lady's mouth.
No Stinky Poon, the Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. We're ready for HFC.
Ah!
It's like I did the Kentucky Fried Chicken thing.
Mm-hmm. So we're not supposed to react to it?
You can... You know, I think it was a mistake when they changed Kentucky Fried Chicken to KFC.
I agree.
And I'm not going to change Honk for Cash to HFC. It's always been Kentucky Fried Chicken. It will always be
Honk for Cash.
Ah! What, Robbie?
There was a rumor on the internet when they changed it to KFC that they did it because they weren't actually serving chicken anymore, that it was some genetically engineered meat. I found that to be not true. It's really chicken.
It's squirrel.
You should see the stuff my wife gets in the mail from some branch of PETA.
Uh-huh. Right.
Last night, now I'm not bothering anybody. Right. I'm just having...
Minding your own business.
Having some chicken, watching the debate, talking on the phone to my friend Rob.
Right.
She comes in with this pamphlet we got in the mail. She got in the mail. Mm-hmm. She said, look,
Look at these poor chickens.
Oh, no.
Look at this. Look at, they pull their beaks off. Look at, look at.
Rob.
Look at how close together they are. Look at this. What do you have to say? I said, delicious.
Does she not eat any meat at all?
No, she, well, she goes through her phases, you know.
They really pull the beaks off?
Yeah.
So the chickens don't peck each other to death.
Right.
They just don't listen.
Really?
Right.
Yeah. So normally they just peck each other to death?
But I love eating them.
When they're crammed together that tightly, they do.
Really?
I don't like eating egg, but I love eating chicken. So I said,
do they file their beaks? They don't pull the whole beak off.
I don't know how they do it. They remove the beak.
The picture had the chicken's nose looking much like the lady's vagina in the Shining.
Was it bloody?
Yeah. It was bloody. There was just a hole there.
I guess they rip them out.
Just a hole there.
Ow.
But anyway, I said, you're ruining my meal with this. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, you shouldn't be eating that. And I said, well, that's what God made chickens. God made chickens so that we could eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And
what other purpose would they serve? We're going to get in trouble now. But I mean, well, really.
Beyond the sensual areas?
No, but I mean, when you think about it, they don't fly, right?
They can't fly, no.
No, they're good. They're good for, in many parts of our listening area, having sex with, or eating, or for many of our listeners, the perfect night, dinner and sex. except you have to have sex with the date before you have dinner.
Normally. So you were in the middle of eating your chicken when she brought this picture to you.
Yeah, and you know, what do you want me to do with this? And I said, you want a response? I'll give you a response. I'd like to hear what your response is. And I said, tonight, join Mike O'Mara and the Crap Blues Band for the Thursday Night Jam at Brady's in Old Town Manassas.
Yeah.
It's a night of music, fun, and eating egg at Brady's in Manassas. Don't you dare miss it.
Yeah. So what time can I expect you?
Well, it's CSI night. So I don't know, Mike. It'll be.
So you'll be there a little later.
It'll be one of those nights that I'm doing the Andy Kaufman thing, where I'm dressing as you, like Andy Kaufman used to dress as the lounge singer, and I'll be there in the crowd.
The last time we did that night, I mean, three or four people. Where is Don?
Find
and
me.
I gave him the answer I always give them.
Find me and win $1 million.
And I give the answer. I said he's right over there.
I'll be dressed tonight as Tony Clifton. Thank you for the prompt, Rob.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, and the other thing that Mike Honey gave me last night was, so will you TiVo CSI for me? Because you know this is what we're reduced to now since our son has gone to college. Occasionally we'll talk about what's on TV the next day.
Right.
Because she knows I'm planning out the TiVo thing because that's you know what I do.
Right.
She said, would you TiVo CSI? The premiere is tomorrow night, tonight actually, but yesterday it was tomorrow. I said, I'd be glad to. And she said, good, so when do you want to watch it? And I said, 9:00 Thursday night.
When it comes on.
She said, oh, but no, Will and Grace is coming on and Coupling.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I hate Will and Grace.
And this and Coupling looks like it's going to suck too.
A piece of garbage, you know. Another, I know a lot of our best shows came from British television, but this is a British show that is inspired by Friends. It's the British version of
Friends. They copied Friends, and now we're copying it from the Brits.
Right,
but it's more sex charged.
Am I getting the impression you're going to be taking a peek at
that? I'm going to be checking Coupling. I'll be, after I finish watching CSI, of course.
Are your eyes bothering you again?
Yeah, a little bit. I got something in them. I don't know what happened.
Not again.
No, it's fine. No, it's not a disease.
You don't have pink eye, do you,
no,
Buzz?
It's not that thing again, is
foreign
it?
Foreign object, yeah.
You really? Know what it is?
What is it?
Is that it's...
You just smoking marijuana today?
No, I haven't.
Not today.
Well, yeah!
Historic highs for mold because of all the rain and moisture we've had. Ragweed and grass is really low, but if you're allergy sensitive, there is a tremendous amount of mold in the air.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you,
what
Rob.
It is. You know, that's another one of the times Rob could be just talking out of his ass.
I know.
Howard Bernstein said it today on Channel 9 when I spent my lunch with KC.
All right. Very good.
Thank you
for that. That was an interesting
thank you, Rob.
Tidbit.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for derailing the show.
He's normally very helpful.
Not that we weren't doing a good job derailing it ourselves, but you just really put the roller coaster in reverse there.
So to make a long story short, you will be watching CSI at the regular time. You will not be watching Will and Grace.
Right. I'll TiVo it for my wife, and Buzz has mold in his eyes.
Yes, I do.
according to Howard Bernstein.
Know, something.
You can trust him.
You can trust him. Rob, how do you know he's Jewish, Rob? How do you know?
Absolutely.
Stop stereotyping, Rob.
Amen.
Let's get to... Mike does the Chinese eyes. Let's get the honk for cash.
Very good.
This is... Now, come on. See? That's your reflex to scream.
I know.
But I'm telling you, this is a solid winning bit.
It's going to win today.
Well, someone's going to win a cash bonanza. Mm-hmm. You have 30 seconds. Left-hand turn signal. Light turns green. You don't move. You don't say a word for 30 seconds. We pay you a dollar for every honk we hear. Where do you want to start? Start Pennsylvania.
Dennis just arrived.
Kansas. Baltimore.
Let's try Buzz's home state of Kansas. Please.
All right, let's go to Wichita, where we have Justin on KFH-FM and KFH-AM, right? Justin.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Howdy. Welcome. Thanks for listening to the show. Justin, are you at a stoplight now?
I am pulling up to one as we speak.
This is the magic of honk for cash. Mm-hmm. You've got to give it a chance.
You know the rules?
I know the rules.
All right, now, when you get to the light and when the light turns green...
Okay.
And I pray that there's only one left-hand turn lane so people can't just pass you.
There is. Only one.
Are there cars in back of you?
There was.
Yeah, there you go. The magic begins. Duh.
Hold on. I'll leave you in play. I'll come back to you, I promise, Justin. Let's go to Tim in Baltimore. Tim.
Hey, buddies.
On Live 105. Tim, are you at a light?
I am at the light. It's ready to turn green. I'm in the left-hand turn lane, but I only have one car behind me, but it'll build up.
That's okay.
Yep, it's building up.
That's okay. Now, when you say the light turns green,
okay.
I'm going to say go. And
okay.
For 30 seconds, for the love of God, don't say anything, please.
Okay.
Just hold your phone out the window.
You got it.
And you let us know when that light turns green.
Okay. It's coming up.
It's always coming up.
It's always coming up.
That's what Buzz just said.
I heard.
This is like Bob Levy in the Washington Post yesterday, another one of his lies, said when the alleged woman whose life he saved stepped off the curb, the light was 5/6 through the cycle.
How did he know that?
Did you ever find her?
No, we never did.
Nope.
And the headline today is Levy is a liar. That's our headline story.
Trying
today.
To goad him into, confronting this issue.
Before we move along to another caller.
Here we go. Here we go. We're coming up.
No.
Yep.
No, it's not.
It's the other one's yellow. Here we go. The light is turning green.
Turning or has it
turned? Put the phone out the window.
Is it green?
He's put the phone out, so I guess so.
All right, we've started the clock.
One, two, three, four, five.
No, it's a lie.
Yeah.
So I'm not even keeping score anymore.
Well, that's only 14 seconds.
Doesn't matter. He doesn't count. He's disqualified.
Well, now
they actually went around me.
Well, now he's disqualified. He talked before the 30 seconds was over.
May I hear your horn, please? Beep your horn.
Hey.
Excuse me, sir. Beep your horn, please.
Here's my horn.
Yeah, well,
there was a Honda Civic and a Chevy and
listen,
a Porsche.
Here's the deal. I kind of will give you the benefit of the doubt. Mike wanted you disqualified, and anyway, you spoke before 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So you're out.
And also, another reason for disqualification, you did
no
not
problem.
Definitively tell us that the light has turned green.
I said the light is turning green. No,
no
problem.
You said no, you turning.
No, you didn't. Let's go back to the guy in Kansas. Here's Justin in Wichita. Justin.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Are you at the light yet?
I am getting ready to be at it here in just a second.
See, not the guy. Well, Justin will never get to the light.
Let's go to, against my better judgment as a proud American.
Here's Justin.
Abdul.
Justin.
Turn your radio down, Abdul.
Are you at the light, Jello?
Abdul.
Abdul.
Yes.
Turn your radio down.
Your radio down.
Okay, I turn it down.
Abdul, are you at the light?
Yeah, almost at the light. Only two cars ahead of me, front of the one, and the light is red.
Where are you calling from, Abdul?
Washington, D.C.
D.C., WJFK.
Are you in a cab?
Our home station.
Yes.
Cab driver.
Yes, he said.
Yeah.
Do you have those beaded things on your driver's seat?
Yeah, what?
Do you have the beads on your car seat?
What? Yeah. You hear it?
Abdul, there's a language. What country are you from, Abdul?
Ethiopia.
I'm telling you, this is like, ladies
what?
And gentlemen.
I don't know
if you heard my commentary earlier this week about the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
Really, listen to this guy. Hey, Abdul, you have a driver's license?
Yes, I do.
Where is that license?
Dan. Take it easy, man. I get a driver license. I'm a cool guy. I'm going to lose a contest for you. Just give me the chance.
You know what? Yeah. All right, fair Abdul. Enough.
All right, Abdul.
Are you at a green light?
Yes, excuse me?
Are you at a green light yet?
And almost.
Almost green.
The light is red now. It's almost going to turn to green.
And what was that country you said you were from?
Ethiopia.
Ethiopia.
Yeah,
right?
Man, yeah.
Very good.
You must be starving.
Abdul is in.
The light is green now, okay?
All right, go.
Hey, okay.
No,
no talking.
We love it. You must be starving. Oh.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
You
hear
it?
No.
Hello?
Oh. He's qualified for talking during the 30 seconds.
All right, man.
Yeah. All right, Abdul. Sorry about that, my friend.
Bye, Abdul.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy dinner tonight. Bye-bye. Well, he's from Ethiopia. I would think if you're from Ethiopia, you'd enjoy every meal.
You treasure every meal.
Sure. Yeah. Because.
No matter how small.
Because we care.
I bet he eats chicken.
Justin in Wichita. Justin.
What's up, guys?
How are you doing?
I'm at the light. It is red right now.
And how long do you think before it turns green, Justin? Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much.
Hey, and everybody listening to this right now, this great radio bit.
Okay, it's green. It's green now.
Green. Go.
Go. Remember the key. Don't speak for 30 seconds. Even if nothing is happening, don't speak.
We don't have a beep yet.
But he's playing the game correctly.
He'll talk before the 30 seconds is up.
I don't think so.
He's halfway through. He's at 15 right now.
Trust me.
Mark 20.
One.
He's got 5 seconds to go. And he made it. At least he played the game correctly.
All right. I'm really disappointed. Justin?
Hey, Justin. Justin.
Justin.
It's the magic. It's the magic of Honk for Cash. Uh-huh. I'm telling you.
Justin, are you there?
All over America right now, disc jockeys are listening to this, and they're thinking, I want to steal this bit and do this on my morning show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Guys.
Don't do it. It's our bit.
I counted one honk for you, Justin.
All right. That's like a buck.
What?
That's like a buck.
Yeah.
Yes, one honk would be like a buck.
Right.
Hey, I didn't talk before the 30 seconds.
Yay. See, he remembered that part. Good man.
There you go. Give him an extra 50 cents.
All right, about 50 for you.
Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Can you see the magic?
Don't hang up.
Yeah. Can you see the magic that is being generated by this bit right now?
It's pure magic. It's like Disney magic.
Might give him an extra 10 bits.
Okay. $1.60 for Justin.
And now let's go to the site of last night's gubernatorial debate.
Here we go.
Sacramento. Pete on KHTK.
Pete.
Sorry, the light just turned green. I was already through it.
Okay, thank you, Pete. Nice effort.
Let's go to Bill. Baltimore, live 105. Bill.
Yeah.
Are you at a light, sir?
I'm pulling up to a light even as we speak.
Okay, now, this is the one that's hard to discern.
I know.
Pulling up to the light even as we speak.
Are you stopped yet?
I'm about to stop. Actually, the light is green, but I'm going to stop anyway.
No.
That's cheating.
Let's go to York, Pennsylvania. Here is Rick.
Yeah, I'm here. It's red.
It's red. Okay, so you're at a light.
Yes, sir.
See, now that's, let me just say, this guy might not make the cut, but that's the right way to start. First thing out of his mouth, the light's red.
And what do you do for 30 seconds, Rick?
I shut up and let people beep at me.
Right.
There you go.
Very good. How soon do you think before the light turns green?
I'd say 15 seconds. I'm in my security vehicle, though. I don't know if anybody's going to beep at me.
We'll find out.
This is, again, the magic.
What kind of security vehicle are you in?
Security.
Okay, so you're in a security truck. Are you in uniform?
Yes, sir.
Does it have lights on it? But is it like Rent-A-Cop or is it real security?
It's real security.
Is it like a cop car?
Yeah, it's a big truck.
Oh, wait, hold on. Does it say police on it?
Is it like a cop car? Yeah, it's like a big truck.
Is it a police car?
No, it's not a car. It says the name of my security company on each side.
Is it a van?
No, it's not a van.
But does it say police?
The light's green.
All right, go.
Oh, God.
But did it say police on it?
I don't believe so.
Security.
So I imagine people would honk at some, like, ADT guy, security guy.
I don't know. People are scared, Don.
Yeah,
I forfeit.
Nobody's
going to
be there.
God, you're damn it.
Qualified. You're disqualified.
Thank you.
Damn this job.
Yeah, it's the job.
What's your security company?
What's that?
What's your security company?
I can't tell you. My boss may be listening. And then I'm fired.
What is it? FBI? CIA?
DIC.
Dumbass security?
DAS.
Dumbass security.
Welcome to DAS. How are you?
All right, sir. Goodbye.
Hey, wait. I got another light. You want to do it again?
No.
Not with you.
No, I say good day. Good day. Well, now we have a dilemma, which will be decided. Well, I'll decide it right now on the air.
We have a winner.
Well, I know we had a winner.
Justin in Wichita with $1.
But my God, I'm loving this. And I'm telling you right now, people are turning their...
stupid.
What? People are stupid. People are turning their dials to 10. They want to hear this so loud.
Yes, absolutely.
It's such a great bit. Have you heard anything from Nancy?
He won't be available today.
Will we have him tomorrow?
Yes, more than likely.
All right, well then, that means we have time to continue.
Dennis is here.
Calling for cash.
Well, he can wait because we're in the middle of a great bit.
I think we can go another 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't either. I think we can go another round with this.
Sure.
Hey.
Then we get Dennis in here to eat some ice. So we'll have Nancy on tomorrow. All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Nice talking with you.
Bye-bye. That's how we work out the details of who's coming on the show.
Well, it would have been a windfall for Justin, but now we're going to have some other contestants.
We're going to stick with the second break of Honk for Cash. And let's ask the magic Pat Summerall 8-Ball if it will work in our next segment. We've not used this for a long time. Pat, will Honk for Cash be a smash in our next break?
Johnny O was my roommate.
Well, no, that doesn't make... It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Pat Summerall Magic 8-Ball. That's what I had to say.
That's great. I'm glad that we're bringing back the bits that didn't work the first time, the second time, the third time we did them.
All right, turn the ball upside down.
Sure. Now, will this bit be a hit, Pat?
I'd say 75-80% of the players did.
Oh. 75-80%.
That's what he said,
yeah.
Right.
We almost got an answer.
We
got
to go back and re-edit that. It'll work better. I'd say 75-80%. What are the chances, Pat?
One more time, should we ask it one more time?
Sure. Is the bit going to work, Pat?
Pat, is the bit going to work? Pat?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Now, see, now that's like the equivalent of please try again.
Yeah.
I know that. Pat?
I said to my dad,
That's
it's just rambling.
It's very inconclusive.
Pat?
Very inconclusive.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, that's like, please try again.
Yes, it is.
Last time.
We're shaking it now, though.
Will the bit work?
I said to whoever I was talking to at the time, I said, that's kind of funny looking.
So, yeah. Pat Summerall, Magic 8-Ball. On the heels of Honk for Cash.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the muffler plant's gone too.
Yep.
Oh, come on, damn it. Oh, that sounds good. Melt the chocolate inside the dash. That really ups the resale value.
I think you're going to be okay here. They have a thin candy shell. Surprised you didn't know that.
I think your brain has a thick candy shell.
Your brain has the shell on it.
Are you talking?
Shut up, Richard.
The Don and Mike Show. Home of the world's dumbest millionaire. The Don and Mike Show.
Howdy. We're back. As always, I selected the music.
Love is like candy on a shelf.
Help Yourself by Tom Jones.
You've been on kind of a Jones lately.
Well, we had the one the other day that was a modern Tom Jones.
Right. I like the modern. I like the old, too. Where's the... It's Not Unusual. Where's
why
that?
Play that? You can hear that anywhere.
Yeah, you're right. You can't hear this.
Sure can. Oh, come on. This is a great part of the show. The fact that
we're playing this, and we don't have someone like,
you know who.
Yeah,
yeah.
Can you imagine if,
you've got 4 minutes to get Sabian here.
Imagine what that dick would say.
FM.
Oh, I know this one.
It's eclectic.
Of course you do, yeah.
Yes,
great
one.
Hey, come on.
It's a goof.
It's a goof.
Meanwhile, no, it's not. It's
what
wonderful.
Do you think Sabian can do? He can't do anything to stop this.
Meanwhile, I'll tell you what he's doing. And he's doing the genius of Tim Sabian, our former program director at WYSB, was known far before he hired and then fired us. And without any contractual right, the power of this man was known when he took us off WYSB. You know what he's doing? Every hour?
What?
40-minute rock blocks.
Wow.
The personality's friend, Tim Sabian.
Let me just say, that's what a smart guy does.
Mm-hmm.
You want to reposition your radio station. You want to give your market something new and something unique.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You give him 40-minute rock blocks.
Wow. Blocks of rock.
And he's doing Rocktober and AC December.
God.
And Metallica.
We'll keep an eye on him. And we'll let you know how he's doing.
Anyway, he's in the rearview mirror.
So find Sabian.
That's the type of thing. Tom Jones would be the type of thing. I'd get a call.
Drive him crazy.
You know, he'd be going, what are you doing, man?
Hey, come on, man. You're not a fit. It's not a fit.
What are you doing? So... the only bit of hostility that we keep from anything that's happened over the last couple of years is going to be towards this guy, Tim Sabian.
Right.
And rest assured, those of you who follow such petty parts of the show, we're going to keep a rolling average here for you of the ratings of WYSP.
Absolutely.
Good. Now that Tim's got his box of records back, and he's breaking through with innovative ideas like...
40-minute blocks of rock.
40-minute blocks of rock.
Jesus.
Real good, Tim. Well, F him and his family and his Porsche. We've been playing Honk for Cash.
I didn't know he had one.
Sure he had one. He's the guy that told Ken to get one.
Oh, really?
It's like the guys who know nothing about Radio Club. you get your membership card, and then you go buy a Porsche.
Excellent.
You know, and nothing against Porsche. I like Porsches. I'd like to have one myself.
Everybody
sure.
Well, you just, could if you wanted.
It's just, well, no, I can't, because Ken had one. And
yeah, I wouldn't buy one now either.
Spoiled.
You know, I might have gotten one if I didn't know that. Even Ken having one, but not Sabian.
And I had spent some time with Sabian one time long before the entire YSP debacle happened. One weekend, Frieda and I and Bart were at home, and Bart said, hey, Dad, there's some Porsches pulling down the street. And it was Ken driving his and Tim, who was down from Philadelphia, driving his. And I think I told you the story on the air. They just stopped by the house to say hello, and they came in, and the first thing was Ken said, so what do you think of my new Porsche, my sports car? And he said, wow, it's nice. And Tim said, I've been telling him for years to get one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay.
I'm surprised you didn't shoot them right then.
Anyway.
Well, I didn't know. You know, maybe I forgot. Maybe I forgot.
You blocked these things.
I did. Maybe I blocked it. Yeah. I like that. I sure enjoyed it now when you told that story.
I remember telling it on the air that day.
Yeah, I probably just didn't feel as into it as I was when you
said
that.
I had that time machine, if I could step in and go back, as soon as I saw those cars coming on my property.
Yeah, right.
Well, there you go. One for Ken. And just wait for Tim to pull in, giving me the whole rap. Man, I'd give anything to have you guys on WYSP. You guys are great. Hey, Tim! I've taken a ride into the future. I've seen what it's like.
There you go.
There you go.
Get out.
40-minute blocks of rock.
Wow.
Good luck. Good luck. Yes, slimy rat.
Bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dick. Anyway, Honk for Cash.
Ah, yes, back to Honk for Cash.
You know, we're trying to keep the show lighter these days. That's about the only thing that's really going to get us going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my fault because I brought it up.
It's all right. We want to keep trying.
Because I brought it up. Because Tim would have hated the fact we're playing Tom Jones.
That's it. Exactly.
Too bad, Tim.
Ha ha.
Too bad. And Tim, you know why this show is still greater than your box of records? Because you can play Metallica. You can play Ozzy. But you can't get the magic that you get with Honk for Cash.
No way.
You can't get the magic.
It's a great game.
Right.
Let's go to Salt Lake City. Salt Lake, you want to play? What's your name?
Donnie G, I just wanted to remind you that you had a Porsche that you hid from your wife years ago, didn't you?
Yes, but that was BK.
Yeah, before Ken.
Before Ken. Cool.
That's a
little... Oh, it only counts after Ken.
Well, and it also counts because when he bought it, he couldn't afford it.
And, you know, my wife and I saw one of those Porsches circa, like, 1981 the other day. And she said to me, when we were in a car, she said, is that the Porsche that you tried to buy? And I said, no, I bought it. And she said, no, you didn't. Because if you recall, when I found the car, I made you take it back and tell them there was no way you could afford it. And they could even sue you that you were so poor, you would never have the money to pay the legal bills, much less the car.
Right.
And I'm thinking back to that day now. And that's what I did. I went into a car dealership.
And gave back the car after you signed the papers.
Off Sunset Boulevard, three blocks into Hollywood. I walked in with my shiny new car and said, you're going to have to take this back. And they said, there's no way we can do it. And I pointed to a little red Honda Civic outside. And I said, that's my wife in the car. She asked me to tell you, I can't afford this. I don't have the money for this. Mm-hmm. And that you can even sue me. And the money that you're going to get from suing me, I don't have the money for that. And the guy said, well, why did you buy the car? Because I'm a DJ, because I wanted it. But I can't afford it.
And how did that go?
The guy was mad.
Right.
But with God as my witness, the mood was a little elevated when I told him the truth. A little elevation there when I said... We only have one car, and it's the Honda Civic. And when I go to work every night at Kiss FM, I have to drive a moped. I said, and I pulled into the parking lot, and all the other disc jockeys have Mercedes and Porsches and Ferraris, and they make fun of me because I come to work on a moped. I said, that's it. I wanted the car. And then
kind of a sad story.
That's
really pathetic.
That's probably why they never sued me.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I signed the paper, bought a car, drove it for a couple of weeks. Put, I don't know, 2,000 miles on it.
Right.
And never paid a dime.
You took it up and down the coast of California.
I drove everywhere during the day. I did the nighttime shifts. So I drove everywhere during the day in this car.
Sure.
Because my wife worked days and I worked.
And loved getting in and out of it, right?
Oh, it was.
Just loved to be seen in it.
It was the whole thing. It was the whole, I am working in Los Angeles at Kiss FM. You know, pulling the parking lot. Rick Dees has got his big Bentley there and I'm pulling in. But hey, that's right. It's a Porsche.
Now, at the time, Rick Dees had a Cadillac, you said.
Yes, he did.
Big Cadillac.
Big, gigantic Cadillac. Big one.
Yep. You know, that's the place if you're going to have a car. You have a car in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
I bought into it. All right.
I love that story.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Now, he wasn't going to play Honk for Cash.
No, he just wanted the story.
That was one of the worst days of my life.
I love this song.
One of the best days and one of the worst days. My wife had gone to work. I was not even sophisticated enough to have a garage to park this thing. That's how poor I was. Even though I was working in Los Angeles, this is 1981. I was making about $35,000, $40,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's making about $25,000. We're living way over our heads. Credit card bills out of control. One car. I got a moped. I go buy a $50,000 car to be cool. I parked it two blocks from our house. One day my wife goes to work. She gets halfway to work. She realizes she doesn't have her purse. She turned around to come home and get her purse. Right as she turned the corner, there I was, getting into the car.
Oh, no.
Just ready to go out and spend another day driving around. Being a cool guy.
She didn't like that.
In my Porsche. She did the double take.
Sure.
Slamming the brakes. She said, what? What are you doing? What the F are you doing?
California was never quite the same.
So I bought that car.
California.
She said, we're bringing it back.
Oh, man.
You're bringing it back. And I'm going to sit outside and watch you bring it back.
Wow. A touching story.
And maybe this will help you out there. Mm-hmm. It worked for me. It was the truth.
Best 2 weeks of your life.
It worked for me. Okay, honk for cash.
Yes, honk for cash.
Let's see if we can get a winner on this. Let's go to Shelley. Shelley in Baltimore. Shelley.
Hello.
Thank you for patiently waiting on Live 105.
Hello?
Hello? I'm out of it. It's ready to change now.
How old are you, Shelly?
Wait, now you're on a synthesizer. You're on a voice thing.
Okay, let's go to Mike in San Jose, California. Mike.
Yeah, what's up, Don and Mike?
Mike, are you at a light, my friend?
Yes, I am.
Great. How long until you estimate the light turns green?
Say 10, 15 seconds, hopefully.
Mike, where are you calling from?
San Jose, California.
San Jose.
Bay Area.
Yeah, I'm also in another security choke, just like that other guy.
Oh, that went well.
What is it with security guys that are calling us today?
I don't know. We're bored as hell.
Bored as hell, and another great cell phone.
All right, has the light changed yet?
Not yet.
Okay. We got to move. Let's go to Chad. Chad.
Yes, sir.
In Bel Air, Maryland, WJFK.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
We're doing great. Chad, are you at the light, sir?
I'm pulling out to it right now. I've been sitting here waiting for you guys to answer my call.
All right, now that's fair enough. If you are sitting on the side of the road waiting for us...
Yeah, I'm waiting. There's a lot of traffic. This is the busiest intersection in beautiful green Harford County, Maryland. So.
All right, now where are you?
Bel Air.
No, I know, but I mean, are you near the light?
Yes, I'm pulling out right now.
You just were pulling out right now.
Yep, I'm right. I'm at the light right now.
Okay, you're at the light, and what is the status of the light?
It's a red arrow. I'm not very sure. It might be 30 seconds to a minute. I'm not
real
sure.
I'll come back within 30 seconds to a minute. Let's go to, always good luck with a guy named Larry. Larry.
Larry, down the line.
Larry, are you at the light?
I'm turning the corner now. I'm heading toward the left turn lane.
I'll come back to you. Let's go to Rick. Rick, are you there?
Yeah, but I got a red light right now, Don. It should be done in about 2 minutes.
I'll come back to you. Here is Matt. Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Are you out of light?
Yes, I am on 234 in Manassas, sitting across the street from the Exxon, and the light is turning yellow.
Which means it's going to be
the other way.
Red. It's green now.
Go.
Honk, honk, beep, honk, beep, beep, honk.
Larry, you're not even worth giving out your phone number.
That's Matt.
Did I win?
That's Matt.
Not even worth giving
That's
out
Matt
the phone
dick.
Number. I'm sorry. Not even worth it. Larry.
Was that Larry or Matt?
I thought it was Larry. Well, it might be my mistake.
Matt.
Who is this, Larry or Matt?
Yeah, Larry right now here.
I'm sorry, Larry was...
This is Larry.
Larry was the guy that we had with.
Yes, for Larry in Baltimore?
Yeah. No. Larry?
Hello.
Where are you, Larry?
Larry, did we put you in play?
I can't hear you.
Jesus
I asked
Christ. It. What about Chad? Chad, you said you'd come back to.
All right, Chad is off screen. Give me another name.
Larry. The other Larry.
I only got one Larry on the screen now.
All right, and I haven't been writing them down.
Here's Bonnie.
Hi.
Bonnie, are you out of light?
Yeah.
Great. How long until you...
green.
Go.
It's the turn on to 83.
You're disqualified because you talked.
Oh, sorry about that inadvertent ding. There's no talking during the 30 seconds.
No talking during Honk
Will
Forget.
Anybody be able to play this game correctly?
No.
We did have a $1 winner.
$1.60, Don.
Keith in Sacramento, KHTK.
Hello.
Are you at the light, sir?
I'm at the light. It's red. And by the way, I'd asked Ariana Huffington in 13 beers.
Okay.
I would F her in 12 beers.
I'm out of that one.
I'm out.
Rob?
No.
Okay, I win.
Congratulations.
All yours.
F that girl.
F that girl. He likes the game.
He knows the game.
Joe Ardinger's game.
F that girl. Well, listen, are you near completion here?
Is it almost green?
Yes. It's the passing by traffic is just
okay. All right,
let's go to
Robert.
Yes,
are you out of light?
I'm coming up to one. Okay. I was waiting.
Come back to you.
I think that's the problem. Don't
David,
wait.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Are you out of light?
I am out of light.
What is the status of the light?
The light is red. It'll probably be about another 2 to 3 minutes.
Right. All right, you might as well just hang up then.
Yes, sir.
We'll be playing commercials then. Hello, Don and Mike, Michelle. Michelle, oh, that's a bad sign. You're out. Tom.
This game.
Tom, yes. are you at a light?
I'm pulling up to a red light right now as we're speaking. I'm in.
You got to be there. Hello, Troy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not even giving cities now. It's just we're just asking the people. Yeah. Are you
all these names?
Are you at a light?
Yeah.
What's the status of the light?
Pardon me?
Forget it.
Light's red.
Light's red.
Moron.
Here is Chad. I think we're coming back
Chad
to Chad.
From Bel Air?
Chad.
Don, Mike.
Chad. Is it green?
It's going to be about another minute. I missed it.
You missed the cycle because we didn't come back in 30 seconds to you.
Missed it. Sorry. Robert.
Yes, 30 seconds.
Okay, really? Because we're up on a break here.
Yeah. We need
I'm right. It's getting ready to turn in about 30, 40 seconds.
You just said 30 seconds, which means you're lying.
Okay, 25 then.
Or he doesn't know.
Well, he should.
Well,
yeah, I know. I'm on 610, the biggest traffic place there is in Stafford.
In Stafford, Virginia?
You got it.
Okay, you're going to be the last chance. Now, listen,
thank you.
I just want to tell you, we'll stay with you until the light changes.
Thank you.
But I swear to Christ, you talk for those 30 seconds.
Yeah, you
Mr.
don't.
Seals.
Do not talk during that 30 seconds. Do you understand?
Aye, aye.
We'll find you.
We got your phone number from the caller ID.
Okay.
You know, bad.
Give it out.
Give it out.
Give it out if I talk.
Okay.
Okay, that's
the deal.
Now, that's the spirit of Honk for Cash.
All right, how are we doing now?
We're moving.
What do you mean we're moving?
The one lane that turns, when we turn green.
Oh, God, what's going on?
You know, in essence, this is a simple game, but we don't have time today for one of us to get in our cars and show how it's done. But in essence, it's a very simple game. You pull up to a congested intersection. It's the middle of rush hour, for God's sakes. You get in a left turn lane, and you don't move.
When the light
right.
turns green.
I
guarantee tonight when I'm driving home, when I get down by the Denny's.
I know what you mean.
If I don't make that left turn, the second the light changes,
right.
some ass behind me will blow the horn.
Right.
And many times, I'm the guy behind blowing the horn myself at someone else who's not reacted immediately.
Robert!
It's coming!
Is that
the last section's turning, so I'm next.
The last section.
You know, it's green!
Go!
Now, I just pray he doesn't break the 30-second rule. If he wins money or not, it's inconsequential at this point.
He said he wouldn't.
Just don't F with the integrity of the bit. This great
waiting
bit.
For the first honk.
This great bit which cannot be duplicated by other stations.
I heard one.
Busiest road in Stafford.
He has 5 seconds. You know, at least he didn't. Okay, at least he didn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Robert, pick up now.
Robert. Oh, Robert. Robert?
He's probably being nice and safe because he doesn't want to talk during the 30 seconds.
Robert.
Now
this
I heard
is ghetto-licious. Yeah, I know. Robert.
Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucked.
There you go.
Robert, no, listen.
Hey, what happened?
You didn't talk for 30 seconds, and we heard how many honks?
Well, I think I might have heard one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one. Now there's a, yeah.
One
now, now why are they honking?
Because they didn't move up, and they're still honking at me.
Were you at the front of the line?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this game.
Wow.
Why not?
And you know what this is? This is a guaranteed winner.
Absolutely.
You know, you got your bookies across America. This is a guaranteed winner every time
now,
we do.
Now, technically,
it.
That means that Justin in Wichita wins.
Yes, because he got $1.60.
That's correct.
Robert, you've won $1.
Thank you.
What's your favorite radio show?
WJFK, Don and Mike.
Right on. Thanks. Thanks.
That's what they were looking for when they signed that contract.
Thank you, ass. You can mention the call letters.
Yeah, that's
he meant well.
And that's how you play.
Not like you give a weather or anything.
Toot for loot, honk for cash.
Amen.
That's it. Okay, and now I know at home, you're sitting there and you're saying, guys, you've done one hell of a show already today.
Yes, how much more can you possibly give?
Stand by for Dennis Murphy eating ice, and chewing aluminum foil.
Yeah, we're going to see how Dennis's teeth handle that. It's another Dennis Murphy medical experiment.
The reason is, his teeth are just awful. They're like wolf's teeth.
Mm-hmm.
They're very small. They're chiclet sized, yet they have pointed edges. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, wolf's teeth if they were raised on a diet of fireballs.
So we were asking Dennis yesterday how sensitive his teeth were.
He said not.
He said they were not sensitive, so Dennis will be in here to chew ice and then chew aluminum foil.
We'll find
okay?
out.
Fantastic.
And I should mention, we've still not given away the Southwest Airlines flyaway today.
Mm-hmm.
Round-trip airline tickets to fly on Southwest Airlines to the destination of your choice. Southwest Airlines offers 2,700 daily nonstop flights across the country, including great service to Florida. Southwest Airlines, the low fare leader.
And if you want to play at home, try to guess which is the sound of ice breaking and which is the sound of teeth breaking.
We'll be right back. Thanks, everybody, for the best ever Honk for Cash in the history of the show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When it comes to multimillionaires living in multi-million dollar homes, why shouldn't they pay their fair share? Even Warren Buffett, that Arnold Schwarzenegger brought to California, said that, and then Arnold told him you should do 500 sit-ups. Well, I'm telling him, keep talking, Warren, and I'm going to make you a big Greek fat dinner. The bottom line is that unless we fix Prop 13, we are not going
you
to
can
be
increase...
able to handle... So, hold on a second. You're getting you a really bad habit, but you know what? I'm
forever.
Not easily intimidated. I'm going
to
finish.
You can increase all the all you want, but you will be having empty buildings out there. There will be no companies left. They will be moving to the next state, so you will have nothing. You will not have you will not have accomplished the goal.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Damn, that's the angry bitch.
I am so grateful that these candidates had the courage to engage one another, but we have irreconcilable differences here. And so we're going to go to the Green Party candidate.
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
The Don and Mike Show.
They welcome vicious personal attacks. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, and joining us now, a racketeer, man about town, entertainer, full-time entertainer, either microphone you like, Dennis, and a star of his brand new album, his love song album.
Have today's events begun to turn around the public's perception? Here's Dennis Murphy.
What is the title of your album, Dennis?
One Hand, One Heart.
One Hand, One Heart.
And One Heart.
Here's Dennis Murphy with a Dateline Court TV exclusive.
In case you don't know, Dennis was born with Moesha syndrome.
Moesha syndrome.
Which means...
Have today's events begun to turn around the public's perception? Here's Dennis Murphy.
He has only half of one arm.
Missing a hand, right?
And no tongue.
Half a tongue.
And the syndrome is also marked by a an incredible desire to be on the radio as often as
And he's not let it slow him down.
No. Dennis Murphy.
No.
As a matter of fact, he's possibly the most annoying person.
Hold on. Why am I annoying?
Well, how long have we been friends, Dennis? How long has this relationship lasted? How many years?
18 years.
Yeah. 18 years.
18 years of
And
you.
How can we describe how annoying you are in the 18 years we've known you?
I'll give you a quick one from today.
Okay.
Yesterday we said, be here at 4 o'clock, please.
Yeah, and I was on the road at 2:30, and I got caught on 395.
Right, never any traffic there.
Right.
But it usually takes me an hour and 15 minutes.
Right, but Don allowed for your tardiness because you're usually late.
Yeah, I'm ready for you, Dennis. I knew you'd be late.
Today's events begun to turn around the public's perception. Here's Dennis Murphy.
Anyway, here he is. He's done a lot of things on the show over the years. He's jumped out of an airplane. He's gone to Reno and couldn't get it up to have sex.
Did you go to hedonism? We sent you to hedonism.
Lost his virginity on the show.
Yeah.
We've dressed him up in various outfits, but we keep coming back to one thing with Dennis, and that is his dental hygiene. That it was a couple of years ago, I believe, when we were looking at his feet one day, that we got on the topic of Dennis's teeth.
His teeth, and you have, let's see him. Let's see him. All right, there we go.
And you know what? Now that we have this
you know what? They look better.
Okay.
Look at them. Don't they look better?
Let me see the bottom, Dennis. We need a digital camera in here.
Oh, come on.
Okay, look at
Because listen.
Going to get it.
Okay, thanks.
This is all to sell your album, Dennis.
Yeah. You go to WJFK.com. They're relatively fast with this. Go to click on the icon for the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Right.
And under pictures, there's an awful picture of Mike and I with Dave Barry.
And is it a bad picture?
Next to that, well, I considered it bad.
Really?
I was wearing a tight shirt and
we looked fat in it.
Didn't hold my belly. I looked fat.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you always look wonderful.
Oh, shut up, Dennis.
Okay.
But that's just me.
At least we can always tell people that Dave Barry grabbed our ass.
He did, and the picture was taken at the moment of surprise. And I don't have a real happy look on my face. It's more like a little bit what Dave Barry's hand is on my ass. Robbie.
I looked at the picture. I thought it was the Dean's peanut.
Anyway, that's beside the point. You go to the WJFK.com, and you're going to be able to see a picture of Dennis's teeth.
Yeah, we're going
to
get a real good close-up.
You'll finally know what we're talking about with these
teeth.
But the top ones look good. Look like you've been doing better with the top ones.
Yeah. The top ones are doing well, but...
What's wrong with the bottom ones?
What's wrong with the bottom ones, Dennis?
They've been a problem since first.
Well, how so? And what's wrong with them? Well, they're a little crooked.
But they tried dental work when I was 10, and they did the best they could, but I did not wear the retainer as I got my orthodontic work completed, and that's why I moved.
All right, should you have worn a retainer?
I wore it for a year, but I stopped wearing it after that.
It's hard to understand.
It's just a hassle.
I'm wondering, Dennis, really, have you considered ever yanking them out?
And we've had this discussion.
I think we could probably get a dentist to do it for free.
Guys, we've offered to pay to have dentures put in.
But why? What's the delay on that,
Dennis? Well, there's no delay.
You know what? You crack me up, Rob. Because you really are talking about ripping the teeth out of his head. What's the hold up, Dennis?
I mean, I'm sure they'd use some anesthetic.
Guys, let's get the picture here. Okay. Let Charlie get the picture for the
You're having
website.
A sensitive Thursday, Rob.
Tops and bottoms, please, Charlie.
You might want to take your fingers and open up so we can see them.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay. So
that's a good shot of Dennis's mouth.
Open your mouth.
That's good.
Right. And you got the bottom ones too, Charlie? Mike, how's the picture look?
Fabulous.
Okay, one more. Pull your bottom lip down and say ah.
Ah.
Say listen.
Hold on. Good.
Now, get the stump out of the way.
Too much saliva.
All right. Get the stump out of the way, Dennis. Move it. Yeah, just like that. That's perfect. There we go. All right, let me see that one.
How are those photos?
That's blurry.
Oh, dear. All right, one more.
All right.
That should be a winner.
That looks like a mouth, doesn't it? Oh, come on!
It looks like something you'd see in one of those magazines about diseases.
All right, Charlie, get that right up to the webmaster.
Very good.
Get that on WJFK.com. So we were having the conversation with Dennis about his teeth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have wanted to help Dennis with dental work. The question is... Oh, here you go. Let me take a good look. Okay, I'm seeing the picture. That's a dragon. I got two words. Screensaver. What you will want to do is download this to make this your screensaver.
Oh, let me see that one.
On your PC.
Oh, my God.
Take a look at that one. I'm telling you, you want a way to let your friends, your coworkers, your family
know that
you're connected to the internet. Go to the third picture of Dennis's mouth.
Very good.
And use it as your screensaver.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
All right, Charlie. So thank you. Get that upstairs right away.
And Dennis, the sales currently of your album, how are we doing with that?
Up to 20 now.
20 copies.
20 copies.
Over 19 sold.
Available at DennisMurphy.com.
How long has it been on the market?
August 13th, I think.
Almost a copy a day.
Yeah.
That's good. And I'm sure after today you'll sell a lot more.
Now, we got to cut right to it with Dennis.
Okay.
The question is, with these teeth, we had asked him the other day, are they sensitive to, you know, they have like the toothpaste, Sensodyne.
Mm-hmm.
If you have rotten teeth, the thought would be that something cold in your mouth would really flip your teeth.
Dennis is a medical expert. Why do you have the envelope? What's in the envelope?
Let's start it with your CD.
All right.
No.
All right, do we have the ice for Dennis?
We have the ice.
Very good.
There is a cup of ice for Dennis. Mike, there you go. I hand it to you.
All right, hold on, Dennis. Come over. I'm going to feed them to you.
Okay.
Don, you tell me when you're ready to go.
I'm ready. Born ready. I was ready for this yesterday.
You want good luck by it?
Microphone number five.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. I slipped.
Mike, don't you miss that mouth.
All right. Ready? Here we go. These are those.
Now, Dennis, chew these ice cubes for us. Jerry, prove us that your teeth are not cooled sensitive.
Okay. Are you okay?
He's
gagging.
Don't choke.
Now, I don't think you're allowed to put your fingers in your mouth.
I have to.
He has to chew the ice. Is chewing ice hard for you, Dennis? His lips are paralyzed. That's why it's...
This answers our question, though. The teeth are obviously not oversensitive to cold.
Not at all. I mean, no. He's attacking that.
All right, Dennis, that's fine. Let's move on to the second part of the experiment.
Spit the ice out, Dennis. Go ahead. There's the ice.
I'll swallow it.
You'll swallow it?
Swallow it or spit it. It's your choice,
Dennis. Is there any sensation, Dennis?
Let's go to the second part of the experiment. And this would be...
How long is this? Why don't you do that?
Aluminum foil. I'm just going to take a small piece of it.
Okay.
You need tiny pieces all you need.
There you go. That's big enough, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Right.
Dennis, put that in your mouth and chew that. Chew that aluminum foil.
There you go.
And can you hold the microphone, the hand held up?
Here. This one right here. There you go. God. You okay? Did it hurt?
You all right?
Okay.
Does it hurt, Dennis?
We're sorry. Is that real or faking it? Are you all right?
I'm gagging.
Okay.
Okay.
Really gagging. Did it hurt? Yeah. Hold on to it. Why don't you hold on? Just what you want to do is
just a pinch between your cheek and gum.
Hold it with your fingers and then just kind of right around. Checking for sensitivity. Not even sensitive to foil.
Uh-huh. Charlie's getting a picture of this now. Dennis has a piece of aluminum foil.
Don, he is chewing it like...
He's chewing aluminum foil.
He's chewing aluminum foil. Something the average person can't do. He's Superman.
I know
it's
I could.
Amazing.
I know I could.
What's the problem?
You know what?
Wow.
There is none. You passed. You passed.
Amazing.
Unbelievable, as you like to say.
Dennis Murphy.
Yeah. Now throw it away, please, because it's like saliva and goo
Dennis
all over
Murphy,
the place.
Everybody.
No, I don't know. The ice isn't
my teeth
good.
Hurt after watching that. Yeah.
Oh, well, look, this is why I've lived close for 43 years.
Yeah, which is why you wanted to get laid the other day when the girl, when that Gore-Tex girl called.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, the Gore-Tex girl.
Did you contact her?
Joe never gave me her number.
Oh, Joe.
Hey, what happened to that girl you met on the internet? No, she's not a girl. The old lady, the old woman you met on the internet who lived out in Phoenix.
Oh, she doesn't talk with me anymore.
What happened?
She's doing well. She just didn't... I pissed her off a couple times.
You pissed her off?
Yeah. Mm.
But you flew out to Phoenix and you had sex with her.
Twice.
Yeah. Twice. And how old was she?
Now she's 62.
62?
Yeah. It's over. You know, I'm finding the older women are better than younger.
The ones you can get are better than the ones you can't.
Sure. Yeah. What?
You're not
what?
Well, what is this? Well, hold on, Dennis. Dennis, what is the status of your sex life now? Do you have anybody that...
I'm still looking.
You're still looking?
I'm still looking to have my child.
Oh, you want to have a child?
Yeah.
No, wait, this is new to
I have to break in here for a second.
Once again, here's Dennis Murphy.
Hey, and I'm going to ask you, our listeners, a very quick question. I'll tell you exactly what we're doing here. I'm going to take you behind the scenes. We have this phoner set up for Mike and I to do one of our things coming up.
Right.
We're going to be the... those guys. Now, we can have Dennis do the interview.
Uh-huh.
The question is, will you guys listen to it?
Okay, you want to have Dennis like give the interview to Dennis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let Dennis do it.
And you want to get an opinion on that?
Yeah, so I'd like
to. All right, I think it'll be usually the usual split opinion. That
hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
I was going to tell you why y'all know why that hurts when you chew on aluminum foil.
It didn't hurt Dennis.
Why it hurts most people, and Dennis is weird anyway. Yeah. I don't want to know why it hurts most people because you're filling. It's an ionic charge. It's different between...
Do you have any fillings, Dennis?
Yeah. I don't know, 4 or 5. Huh.
Would you like to hear Dennis do an interview with a guy who's got a restaurant where he's trying to make people sign a waiver so that they won't sue him for being obese if they eat his fantastic dessert? That's the setup?
Wouldn't surprise me. Whatever Dennis does, he's out there.
You like Dennis. That's a positive one, yeah. I think.
Hello, Don and Mike. Do you want Dennis to do the interview, or should we do it like that?
No, let Dennis do it. I like Dennis.
All right, there you go, Dennis, too.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, just wanted to say the less Dennis, the better.
The less Dennis,
there's one.
The better.
Yeah, there's a Dennis.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You're going to get
Can I talk to Don and Mike, please?
I'm sorry, you're disqualified. You should have known. Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, have Dennis do it.
Have Dennis do it.
Thank you.
Hold on, I got it right here, the brainstorm. Dennis, can you go,
Can you be like the puking disc jockey?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
My name is, we have to say this carefully, Mike Oxbig.
Okay.
And Mike's name is...
Mike Latouris.
Your name is going to be Mike Hunt.
Mike Hunt.
But you have to say it, that there's a big space between the word Mike and a big space between the word Hunt.
So okay. let's rehearse. Hold on, let's rehearse now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris.
I'm Mike Hunt.
Oh,
you want me to do that one?
Yeah, you
want
to do it. No, you're done with it.
Okay. You gotta.
And it's the three for the road show.
Can we fuck a road?
How are you?
How you doing? Mr. Nobody, what are you trying to put?
Dennis, listen.
Okay.
I'm about to change my mind on this.
Okay.
Yeah, you know we're gonna get angry. Okay, you know that.
I know we will.
It's really either you and I are doing it or him, or we're gonna kill him.
Because Dennis, you can do it if you do the whole jive disc jockey. Yeah.
I'll do that.
For instance, read this copy.
Okay.
The prize you're gonna be giving away later. Read it like in your disc jockey voice, and you know what I mean. The hey, how you doing, everybody? Do it like that.
Hi, how you doing, everybody? Southwest Airlines Flyaway. You have won a pair of round. Good airline tickets can fly on Southwest Airlines to any destination of your choice. Southwest Airlines offers 2700 daily numbers, 5 o'clock.
Please let him do it alone.
The country including great service to Florida, Southwest Airlines, the no fare neither.
I want to hear the guest when it's just him. Please.
But you still have to be Michael Hunt.
Michael Hunt. Oh, you want to say Mike Hunt?
Yeah, Buzz will introduce you the proper way.
Okay. I don't think the censors can get us on this one.
And then it's all up to you. If you'll leave the room during the commercials now, someone will go to the green room.
Please go away now, Dennis.
Someone will give you the setup on this bit. Hi, Charlie.
I just wanted to say that Dennis's lovely picture is up on WJFK.com.
Very good.
It is.
Thank you.
Wow. Wonderful.
Fantastic. So this is great. So now you listen to him, and now you'll be able to see the mouth the ice and aluminum foil have no effect on.
Right. Thank you for making that decision. I think it's going to be enjoyable radio.
I think it'll be short. I know it'll be right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sound like a bad DJ.
Kevin, I am Big Don Toronto. Upcoming this hour, I will be revealing another one of the prizes in the Super Stash on Summer Score. Keep it here on the main music mama, Blue 128.
Yeah, I know it's pretty good.
WIM Hall and Oates and Sarah Smile, where I will kick your dainty little face in 7:09 on Thursday night. This is Big Don Toronto. Your chance to win a Blue 128 Frisbee in Summer Score is coming up in moments. Chance to win tonight.
It's in between.
Like I say, I'm 16, 15 years old here.
NAM.
It is 7:11 with Big Don on Thursday night. 82 degrees right now.
I suck.
Low 62. Tomorrow cloudy.
You're tight. But I'm 15.
You don't sound 15.
It is quarter past 7. I am the entertaining Big Don Geronimo.
You're working that throat pretty good.
You should take a hint. Are you listening to this, Dennis? Dennis? What?
I'm trying to do it. Well, why don't you turn it up right over there?
Can you hear the table playing? Can you hear anything? How are you responding to me then?
Because I can hear you.
Play in the hit.
That doesn't make sense, Dennis.
Don Geronimo.
Yes, I am.
Rob, Dennis has a problem.
Never mind.
The leading cause of obesity in America, the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Mr. Sensitive, help Dennis. Rob.
All right, Dennis, are you ready for the Mike Hunt Show.
Well, I'm living for the Mike Hunt Show.
Okay, keep in mind, very soon, I need that orange piece of paper that I gave you, Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
In the next hour, we'll be giving away the Southwest Airlines flyaway. Buzz, you ready to give him the intro? Buzzy?
I'm ready. Yes.
Sorry about that. Buzz's mic wasn't on either. Dennis, do you have the setup for this interview?
Yeah.
And briefly, what is the setup?
Briefly is...
what?
Nothing.
What is it, Dennis?
I just am enjoying the playful interaction between you and Rob.
What is the setup here?
The guy is... The co-owner is trying to have people sign labels on the barge. Dessert.
Okay, so he has a very fattening dessert. If you want this dessert, mm-hmm. you have to sign a waiver saying you're never going to sue this guy.
If you get obese.
That you're obese.
Yeah.
And you're going to sound... Like, let me see if there's any of the tape left.
On your radio at the Summer Gold Station, it brings you back the great beach music of the 60s every...
How are you? That kind of...
Hey, how you doing? This is
Mike and Hunt.
Okay.
Hunt.
Mike, mm-hmm. Hunt.
Okay, and remember, you got to do that, and now Buzz will intro you. Mm-hmm. The guy's on hold. He knows he's going on the air.
Okay.
So don't talk until Buzz introduces you. Is everybody ready?
Ready.
Yes.
All right, Mike, our mics will go into the audition mode.
Very good.
So we will not be heard.
Good luck, Dennis.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Buzz, wait for my cue, please.
Ready.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's the One for the Road Show with Mike Hunt. Now, here's your host, Mike Hunt.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Hunt. How you doing there? This is... we have Jeremy Hardy, co-owner of the Five Spot. Hi, Jeremy. How you doing?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Doing the barge. Can you describe this dessert, please?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's a banana that's deep fried.
Interrupt often.
Let me tell you the way it starts. It's a banana that's rolled in sugar. And then fried, it's got Madagascar vanilla ice whipped cream on top,
Himalayan
nuts.
Talk about bananas, how you like bananas, Mike.
By the way, I love bananas. By the way, you're listening to the Mike Hunt Show, and we have Jeremy Hardy. The Mike, Jeremy. Okay, I love bananas. So how many bananas do you have in the bulge?
It's one whole banana, but it's a ton of food.
Now you got to see traffic and weather coming together.
Traffic and weather coming together on the 8th. And make sure you listen to the Jeremy Kahn Show at 7 o'clock. Jeremy, tell me more about the bulge.
Well, before you order the bulge,
okay,
you have to sign a release.
Well, why do you have to sign a release?
Because there are some lawyers are wanting to make the restaurant.
I hate lawyers.
Lawyers are bad. Lawyers are really bad.
Very good, Mike.
Because John Bancroft was giving you problems, huh?
Absolutely. Wanted to make us responsible for obesity, and we're just saying, you know, you guys are nuts.
Just give them a big. Yeah.
We've sold hundreds of these.
You sold hundreds of these, and people are willing to sign the waiver.
Right, and every single one of them we sell, you got to sign a waiver first, and people are loving it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you listen to the traffic and weather on the 8th with Jim.
Plug the Tom Gavin Show, too.
By the way, Tom Gavin is on at 8 o'clock tonight on W.
Talking about paint.
On paint. And how he smells paint chips. Okay, Jeremy. What else do you have to say about the bulge?
Now give the time again, Ben.
It's 6:03, and you're listening to the show.
Well, what time is it in California?
Oh, by the way, it's 3 after the hour. Okay, Jeremy, go ahead, please.
Okay, Mike. We've been about it. I got it. I'll never forget that.
Okay.
Michael Hunt.
No, it's not Mike. It's Michael Hunt. Michael Hunt, remember that? Okay, what else you have to say about the bulge?
Well, that, this release is really funny. We don't want to be...
Read the joke.
Jump right in.
Okay, hey, thanks for your time. Our time was always special. My time was your time, and the current time is 6:05. 3:05 at West. Okay. So, Jeremy, this sounds like a wonderful good. And I'll make sure, if I'm in Seattle, I'll buy the ball.
Ask him to hold on, please.
Hey, Jeremy, can you hold on, please?
Yes,
you've been listening to the One for the Road show with Mike Hunt on the Westwood One Radio Network. Tune in again next time when Mike's guest will be Mike Oxbig and Mike LaTouris. This is Mike Oxhard speaking.
Hey, Buzz. All right, now, Robbie, do the post-interview.
Buzz, you cracked me up there.
Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. Well, he's great. He is special, but he does a really good job. We'd love to keep you in our Rolodex if possible. Give you a call back someday. Good luck with that. All right, how would you rate the interview?
There you go.
Yes, from your end.
Long answer.
Waiting to get the answer.
A letter grade?
Letter grade. D.
A B. All right.
B. Oh, hey!
I feel better.
Very nice.
What a dummy.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye then.
Bye then.
Way to go, Mike.
And you're going to like this, Dennis. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Guys, you are the radio gods. I've been listening to you for years. Nothing has ever made me turn you off before.
Hold on.
Dennis.
This was not the call I was looking for. I don't give a crap. We love Dennis.
Yeah.
What's funny is all the stuff that we just threw at that poor guy,
yeah.
And the only thing that was concerned was, I'm not sure I really got my message across.
Well, that's true.
Here's the call I was looking for. Melissa, should I call her Miss Gortek?
Oh.
Miss Gortek.
Hey, what I just heard made me want to turn my radio up. You guys are radio gabs.
Oh, thank you.
That was great, Dennis.
Oh, thank you. Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
I don't know. What are you doing this weekend?
You want to hook up?
You know, I need to talk to you guys about yesterday. I called from work, and it kind of got around work that I used the company phone to call.
Did you get fired?
I don't know.
Dennis, why don't you go talk to this girl in the air?
Yeah, talk to her and let us know how it goes. Dennis is going to talk to you off the air, okay, Gore-Tex?
All right, guys.
Okay, hold on. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Now, thank you,
this
Dennis.
Is the quickest he'll ever get out of the studio.
Now go close the deal.
Go.
Goodbye.
See? The radio first, though. Yeah. You wanted to stay by the microphone.
Bye.
Go!
I know, your plug, right? DennisMurphy.com.
See, he doesn't care about women. He cares about the microphone.
Yeah, but he is out of here.
Yeah, he's out of here. We'll see
and
how
we're
goes.
Still on the air, and he's out of here.
Yeah, he's making... You know, I like the way, hey, maybe we can hook up. Right away. I like that. Right out of the chute.
He's got the lingo. Well, now, of course, being as we live in this modern FCC age, I can't put the phone call on the air.
Right.
But as soon as I... Oh, let me see if I can pick up the line and listen.
Eavesdrop. See what's going on.
That'd be great.
Is he talking to her?
Hello?
You didn't hang up on her, did you?
No.
Yeah, I can't pick it up.
Yeah, sometimes you can.
God damn it. He's got privacy.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
He made it up.
It's Buzz. Hi, Buzz. What's your lead story today?
Hi, Don and Michael. Today, Liz Taylor says the butler didn't do her.
Well,
there we go.
We got Buzz's news coming up and yet another round-trip airline ticket, another pair of round-trip airline tickets for you to fly on Southwest Airlines to any destination of your choice.
Wow!
Southwest Airlines is a low-fare leader. Be the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636. This is a shot for one person to win a trip anywhere on Southwest Airlines. You have to have been listening to the entire show today.
Including the Dennis segment.
Well, that's not what the question's going to be about, but yeah.
Well, that's how I was throwing them away.
You had to listen to Honk for Cash. You had to listen to Honk. If you didn't hear the Honk for Cash, don't bother calling. Don't bother calling. What are you doing?
That was what I did yesterday. No, it's not about that.
Okay. call now and dial recklessly.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
All right.
Oh,
the
yeah.
First time.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Okay. What's up, Doc? How you doing? The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Are you ready for Buzz's news and comments brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer?
Someone call for a doctor?
Dr. Develop clinically tested Veramax works. Right at GNC and other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax, 1-888, try VMAX. We're going to get the buzz in the news right now. We got a caller 100.
All right.
Do you know how much stuff we've not gotten to on today's show?
I know you've got a satchel full of
this
it.
Yesterday. Yeah. This is a good sign for the show.
Yeah.
Now that we're not bitching about our deal here, I'm really focusing. Please focus on the show.
Please.
We've still not heard the Jerry Lewis telephone tapes.
Right? Wow.
We got to do our football thing with Nance. I got a great thing here. Mike just read this and confirmed when I asked him to read it. This Kelly Ripa article.
Yep.
I'm telling you, this girl is turning into Kathy Lee.
Yeah.
Whether she wants to be turned into Kathy Lee or not, it's happening.
And she's not even aware of it.
We've got the 50 most hated TV characters of all time.
Characters.
The phobia list, the sexual phobia list. Punk of Christ. Let me just throw that out.
Punk of Christ?
Yeah, it's a topic. It's a topic I've got, a story I've got. For those of you listening in Ocean City, Maryland, at the Princess Royale Hotel, November 14th and 15th, the entire hotel has been booked for a deviant sex convention.
Really?
What yes. weekend is that? And troubling jail mail.
Pre-read? You did a little screening for a jail?
Pre-read it. Troubling.
Oh, wow.
Troubling on many, many levels.
Well, how the hell are we going to get to all this stuff?
We can't. We can't today. I'm just telling you, it's a good sign for the show when there's so much good stuff.
It's on deck.
That my folder now is jammed up.
That's a good thing.
However, I don't want everything to be happiness and light here. I do just want to mention that the website sucks. WJFK.com.
Why?
Because we went to the same guy when we had the fiasco with the American Idiot contest.
Uh-huh. Right.
Is it done crashing?
It's uncrashed.
Oh, it's working.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Oh, take back what I'm saying. Because Charlie came in and said, well, there's good news and bad news.
Right.
He said, we're getting all kinds of hits, but the server's already crashed.
Right. So now it's up and running.
And when I had the message last, yes. If you want to try it now, go ahead.
I don't blame you covering your butt on that one.
I can't even get internet on this computer. It says, welcome to the internet connection wizard.
Very I'll popular.
Take care of that.
And you click,
help, Mr. Wizard.
But anyway, having said that, well, then go to WJFK.com and look at Dennis's teeth.
Yeah.
You got it? Are you there, Buzz?
I was earlier. I'm going back there now. But yeah, I've seen the picture.
Let's check out Dennis. How did he do? Here's a Gore-Tex girl who just spoke to Dennis. Gore-Tex girl.
Hi.
Are you going out with Dennis?
I think so. Yeah, I'm supposed to call him later tonight.
Keep us posted. You're supposed to call him?
Yes.
Are you going to call him?
Yes, of course.
You promise?
I promise.
He wants to hook up, you know.
Call
him. I know. Sounded very serious on the phone. I'm very sincere.
Call him tonight. Give him some phone sex.
Be serious.
I won't put out right away.
Right away.
He'll wait.
I think I might be getting in trouble for yesterday's phone call.
He'll probably complete just having talked to you. He's probably already completed.
He's a great date. He really knows how to treat a lady.
Hey, listen, it's been nice talking to you. Thank you, Gore-Tex. Call us tomorrow.
Oh,
if I appear to be Kurt, it's only because time is of the essence. I mean,
please just tell Dennis to meet me at the Deviant Hotel event in Ocean City.
Okay, very good.
Okay, you got it. Bye bye. Now, in the middle of all this, we've also got a caller 100.
Yes, Mr. Wolf.
To give away the Southwest Airlines flyaway. Charlie's going to WJFK.com right now.
Uh-huh.
On this Very slow computer. Are you there yet, Buzz?
I am indeed. I'm at the Don and Mike part now.
Okay, let's go to a caller 100. You have to have been listening to the whole show today.
Very good.
Specifically Honk for Cash. One specific question.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get this done, and then we'll go right to Buzzy with news.
I'm looking at Dennis.
Don and Mike show.
I am the 100th caller.
Yes, you are. And what's your name?
Alan.
Alan, where are you from?
Only your old stomping ground.
Oh, hey, pal.
So you're on WJFK FM, Alan?
Yes, I am.
I hope you were listening, pal, to Honk for Cash.
I sure was.
We gave away a bonanza of cash today. What was the largest jackpot we gave away?
$1.60.
You are correct, sir.
There you go.
Good job.
That's how you listen to the show.
That's good listening right there.
Oh, that's how you do it. That's how you do it. Well done. Hold on a second. Buzz is now showing.
There are four pictures of Dennis's lovely mouth.
Here you go, WJFK.com.
Enjoy.
You, my friend, have won round-trip airline tickets to fly on Southwest Airlines to any destination of your choice. Southwest Airlines offers 2,700 daily nonstop flights across the country, including great service to Florida. Southwest Airlines, your low-fare leader. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, always.
Charlie's got it up on the world's slowest computer in here now as well, and they are absolutely hideous.
It's a beautiful mouth, isn't it?
The pictures of Dennis's mouth. Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm out. Here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, now
hold on. What, Charlie? Do you want to say something? What?
Yeah, I was going to say, look at the pictures. It looks like a dermoid.
You mean a dermalite?
No. A dermoid from that.
Do you know what a dermoid is?
I don't remember anymore. We have a drop.
What the hell is a dermoid?
A kind of tumor.
78-pound tumor.
Right.
It had hair and teeth in it.
Dermalite.
It's that thing from that Fox show.
Is it a dermoid or a dermalite?
What they say on our
show. See, it always sounds like dermalite to me.
I think it's a dermoid.
Dermoid.
I believe so.
The tumor that has teeth and hair in it.
That's the one.
Okay.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Now, to refresh our memories, Liz Taylor's former gardener is suing her and her butler. The gardener says he was fired for refusing the sexual advances of the butler,
Ms. Taylor.
He says the bisexual butler claimed to be hopped up on Viagra and was tired of, quote, jumping the old trampoline, end quote, referring to Liz. The gardener says Liz knew about this and allowed it to happen. Now, Liz's lawyer is asking the judge to strike the, quote, inflammatory, irrelevant, and false allegations in the gardener's lawsuit. The gardener says he was discriminated against because he is straight, and he's asking for nearly $300,000 in back pay and damages.
Oh, my.
There we go.
Ms. Taylor. Climb on top.
The old trampoline.
Hey, hold on. Let me just see if I can put all six at once.
Wow.
Now I feel like Brian Wilson.
Wow.
Now I feel like really composing here with all six tracks.
That's terrific.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me see if I can get this one going here. And Rob, ready?
Yeah.
Now we're going to do 10 of them at once. Go.
Wow.
That is your pet sounds.
Thank you, Buzz. Absolutely, you bet your ass. Okay.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they're having fun now, ain't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Last night's debate between Arnold and the other California gubernatorial hopefuls went about as you would expect. It was kind of circusy. It's been described as the verbal equivalent to a food fight. Even the moderator admitted, I'm a traffic cop, but not a very good one. He also said, this is not Comedy Central, I swear.
Hold on, Buzz. Give me a... You go ahead.
All right.
Give me a second. I'm going to find the spot where the host calls him Governor Schwarzenegger.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then says that he needed to up his meds.
What a great host.
Anyway, go ahead.
Arnold fired the first shot, accusing independent candidate Arianna Huffington of not paying taxes. He called it a loophole, saying, I can drive my Hummer through it. But when he had interrupted Arianna, she fired back, I know the way you treat women. Then he said he has a role for her in Terminator 4, apparently referring to a scene in which he stuffs a female robot's head into a toilet. When it was over, Arnold told a reporter, I thought it was a very good debate for me.
Gentlemen, I believe, excuse me, I believe you're off subject. We're
Ariana,
talking about
was
local
that the
government.
Day when you were waiting for an hour and a half to do a photo op with me? Was that the day?
You're asking us. No, actually, it was the day that you're on the Jay Leno show. But, you know, it's very important if we want to know who we are and if the public is to find out who we truly are, to actually expose the inconsistency.
We'll find out who you are. Governor Schwarzenegger, pardon me, I'm getting mixed up here.
Dope.
I'm gonna have to lower my meds.
John, what are you drinking?
The head of the California Broadcasters Association.
Yeah, there.
Lower my meds.
Be proud.
I'm gonna have to lower my meds.
Stan Statham.
Stan Statham at Sacramento State University.
God,
what a show!
It's the second wedding in a year for the cast of King of Queens, following in the much smaller footsteps of co-star Leah Remini. Kevin James is now planning a wedding. He proposed on the Regis Morning Show yesterday.
Oh, no.
Quoting Kevin.
Oh, wait a
hold on.
Wait a minute.
Desperation.
Wow. Uh-huh.
This reeks of desperation.
Oh, my God. Quoting Kevin, she loves me. It's got nothing to do with syndication. In fact, he said she'd never even seen the show.
Oh, God. She's never seen the show. Well, then she's in the majority.
He met the model on a blind date set up by his interior decorator, don't you know? Quoting Kevin again, she's beautiful, but he says they have not yet set a date. It will be his first time down the aisle.
We do have the tape of Kevin James asking on Regis Philbin.
Great. Roll it.
Congratulations. This is Max Baird Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and he's just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
Of course we don't know. We never have the tape.
You've got to know.
It was late in the week for Jethro, though.
Yeah. I like that.
We've had a busy week.
We just play the tape once a week, just of Jethro.
A sneak attack.
And, you know, I was going to watch that on the Regis show.
Yeah.
But it came on and it was doing something else.
Yeah, and he's not the greatest talk show guest either.
No.
Not funny.
Well, the show. So he asked the girl to marry him on the Regis show.
Yeah, this model, this lovely model, and she is very pretty.
Who wants to start the pool about when Leah Remini is going to call for the plugs for her show?
Leah will call Monday.
I don't think she will call until after the first episode airs and gets creamed in the ratings by The West Wing and The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to predict after Wednesday she calls.
Okay.
Buzz.
Interesting. I think probably Wednesday of next week. That's my prediction.
So you think after...
Yeah. Just before episode two.
Gotcha. Robbie?
Bring your cash tomorrow. She will call tomorrow.
Huh. She'll call tomorrow.
Absolutely.
All right. Rob's the earliest. Don, you are the latest, right?
I think Buzz is the latest.
Buzz is the latest?
I think she'll call, next Thursday,
okay,
the day when she gets the ratings.
Right.
Okay. When she finds out how bad it did on Wednesday, and Buzz thinks it'll be the following week.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
That's where we stand on that with Leah Remini. And don't forget that VH1 thing on this weekend.
Monday, I'd also like to... can I get another box? I'd like to put money on She'll Never Call Again.
That might be a good bet.
Very good.
The show NBC hopes will replace Friends in both popularity and time slot premieres tonight. Coupling is based on a British show, and at first will copy the British show almost line for line. Eventually, it'll take its own direction.
That's a good idea, because those British people are so funny.
Well, the British shows have been successfully translated into American before, as you mentioned earlier, Don, like All in the Family, Three's Company, Sanford and Son.
Benny Hill.
Yeah, but what we did was we Americanized those shows. We didn't take the actual scripts.
Right.
From, you know, Faulty Towers or whatever the hell.
I stand by Mr. Creosote, though. Just one tiny whiff of thin mint.
All right, listen. And I don't get it, but I'll give you your Monty Python.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Love me the Monty Python.
There's a niche out there. I'm not in it, but I know you people exist.
Yeah,
that's
we do.
Okay. Beyond that.
Part one. The miracle of life. Part one. Birth. I love it. The meaning of life. And as I always say about Monty Python movies,
mm-hmm,
you sit 12 people down to watch The Meaning of Life. Six are going to stay and six are going to leave the room. Mm-hmm. And I'm part of the six who stay.
And I say, my only response to that, and I'm not saying that Monty Python isn't funny, I just don't get it. I say in response to anything British, Mr. Bean.
Well, yeah, and I've watched The Faulty Towers and
You're right.
No.
And I've even watched the Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, the British version is funnier than the American version.
Yeah, but it's a bad show no matter which one.
I can't argue with you there.
Although, congratulations to Wayne Brady for winning the Emmy.
And I wish I knew who he was nominated against. because it was pretty amazing.
And he won for being on that dumb Whose Line Is It Anyway
show.
Right,
right. I'll check on that. I'll see who he was against. Meantime, about coupling, there's a lot of sex talk on the show. So much, in fact, that NBC affiliates in South Bend and Salt Lake City are refusing to run it. That's prompted the network to offer the show to independent stations in those markets. Quoting a network executive, it's unfortunate not everyone will have the opportunity to make their own viewing decisions.
Okay, let me explain this one.
I love bitches!
NBC loves this.
Oh, of course they do.
They love this. And of course, in Salt Lake, they're not going to run it. And they're not prudes in Salt Lake, which is proven by the fact
they listen to this show.
That not only have we maintained our spot in the lineup on Call, K-A-L-L, our ratings are going up in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
There's a lot of degenerate stuff in Salt Lake City. The NBC station is owned by the Mormons,
right?
By Bonneville, which is a Mormon-run company.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So of course they're gonna pull it off.
Of course they are,
and they're gonna.
NBC was counting on that for the controversy,
right?
For
and
the
that's
pub.
What I'm saying. They said, "Hey, great! You know, when the phone rang, they probably said, hey,
thank you.
We can always count on Bonneville. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Because now we're gonna get some publicity because they're not gonna run it in Salt Lake City.
They're getting great pub. Well, here in Washington, the British version of coupling will run opposite the American version on a PBS station. British version has worse teeth. Of course.
Speaking of worse teeth, WJFK.com. Click on those Dennis Murphy pictures.
Have a look at that mouth.
Take a look at that. Ice, nothing. No feeling.
Right.
Aluminum foil, shoot it, no problem.
And Rob had that idea that we'd make him drink hot oil. We didn't have time.
That was a sensitive day.
And next week we'll try the razors.
Dennis Murphy.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breaths?
Still no blood.
Hold on there, bud.
All right.
If we break right now, we'll come back in time for another full break of news and comments.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Michael.
Call me Krebs.
Mike Krebs?
Yes. Yes.
Call me Don Harrison. Or no. J.C. Geronimo.
Very good.
And listen, either way, it's nice to know Singular Wireless was available when home phone lines were useless due to Hurricane Isabel.
You bet, Clay. And Singular is on your side with Singular's great calling plans. If you need to keep your team connected, get Family Talk with Rollover.
Hey, Rollover.
Add a line to your calling plan for $9.99 per line per month.
Hey, Wendy, Rollover. Use your Singular phone to call a big turtle. Phones start at $39.99 or share your minutes on one bill. Need phones? Singular lets you be the hero and get free phones throughout the entire month of September.
Keep connected and switch to Singular Wireless. Call Singular at 1-866-SINGULAR. Log on to Singular.com or visit any Singular Wireless store in your area. They have dozens of them.
69 is my speed dial for J.C. Hayward. Make sure you tell them that Don and Mike sent you.
Sir, restrict the plus in a Singular Wireless.
WJFK.
Now on with the show.
The Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Bow to their capricious whims, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hold on there, Buzzy. I think maybe relevant call about TV's Leah Remedy. Oh. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, Jeff?
Jeffrey?
I tried.
Oh, man, I was interested.
Said that Leah was on the Sharon Osbourne show.
Uh-huh.
Who knew that was on the air?
No.
And that she was a queen bitch on that show.
Really?
Mm. What it said?
She gets a little testy on the... I think her nerves translate into testiness.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Or just be her.
Yeah, just be her.
Or it could be her mom.
Yeah.
Or her sister.
Yeah. What's her mom's name again?
It starts with a C.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. It's C.
Vivian?
C. Yeah.
C?
No, that's the rest.
Lorraine?
That's the rest
no,
of
that's
the rest.
Tom's mom.
Lorraine Gaffin. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, McDonald's has finally found a use for Justin Timberlake, and it's as their worldwide singing spokesmodel.
Oh, they're not going to grind him up and put a little bit of him in every hamburger?
Not yet. But Mickey D's competition is more fierce in China. So there, McDonald's is using a popular Chinese singer instead of Justin. Wang Li Hum.
Wang Li Hum.
Sounds like a sexual position.
It does. Wang Li Hum is popular with the same age group as JT and sings the same theme, I'm Loving It. There are 560...
I am rubbing it.
There are 560 McDonald's in China, but there are 850 KFC locations and a lot of Pizza Hut.
Hello, little Randers.
Oh, this is good dish.
McDonald's plans to build 100 more restaurants to back up the ad campaign, hoping it can regain its lead over the other fast food guys.
You want a meat rubber pizza? How about meat rubber?
I would... Like a McBagel, please.
Oh, that's so yummy.
Hold on. We have more calls about the Leah thing.
Oh, the bagel.
We're good. Sharon Osborne. Dave.
What's up, Don and Mike? How you guys doing?
Are you the guy that called before or another guy?
No, another guy.
Another guy. Okay.
I saw her on there. I was flipping channels. She was hot. Had some, like, sexy lingerie kind of thing. Pajamas, maybe, but draped over, like,
was she
a blanket.
Was she bitchy, though?
Well, I mean, she was Leah.
She was there. There you go. All right, hold on. Here's, Jeff. We got him. Jeff.
Hey, Don and Mike. Sorry about that, guys.
All right.
Yeah, she was a total bitch to that guy, man, because the show's opposite hers, I guess.
What guy? Sharon Osborne?
No, I'm sorry. The Bachelor was on there with her.
Oh.
It was The Bachelor and Leah Remini.
Great.
And looked like she was wearing this, like, macrame wedding dress. She looked horrible, man. It was bad.
Huh. You know, that's, one guy said she looks hot, another guy said she looks
horrible.
That's
awful booking either way.
Yeah, and you know, that's not the first time there was awful booking. Remember, she had a run-in with Joe Millionaire.
Yeah, she seems to be booked on the same day the reality guys are there.
Boy, they're going to get killed by The Bachelor and by West Wing.
Yeah.
They're just going to get killed. I mean,
well, that's probably why she was blasting him.
I don't even watch The West Wing, but I watched it last night because somebody said, you should watch because, like, John Goodman's the president and Martin Sheen's not the president anymore.
But can I tell you something? The guy who created that show and who wrote it and who made it great is gone now. And in my opinion, suddenly the show just sucks. The West Wing is not the show it used to be.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, it was always about that guy, Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah, right. And he's gone now. So, anyway.
I watched it last night. I just thought it was okay.
Yeah?
I thought it was a little, like, soap opera-y. Was it soap opera-y?
No, and this is the same thing. It's been taken over by the producers of ER, and they did the same thing with ER. It started out as a good show and became a soap opera, and now the same thing's happening here.
Oh, boy.
What are you going to do?
I like the Adam West Wing.
You always have.
That's all about Batman.
You could write a show like that.
So Leah Remini was a bitch on Sharon Osbourne?
Oh, she was totally a bitch. She kept hitting the guy, the Bachelor. And she kept interrupting Sharon Osbourne, and she was trying to ask him questions, and she kept giving the wrong times for the Bachelor show. She was, I hope she does call him. I hope you guys bust her balls, because she was a total bitch.
Wow. We'll be nice to her at first.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the recon. Yeah. See you later. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's going to be a tough time slot to eke out a rating in, because you got The Bachelor, The West Wing,
right.
And then before you know it, American Idol.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, she's going to have a tough time. Probably why she's in a bad mood.
Probably.
Or she's just Leah.
Well, here in the U.S., McDonald's has a new Happy Meal for adults. It's for adults concerned about diet and health.
Oh.
Like the Happy Meals for kids, this one comes in a little box. The box contains a salad, an exercise booklet, and a pedometer to measure how far and fast you walk.
Oh, man. I said, that's McDesperation.
Mickey D's has enlisted Oprah's personal trainer to promote the product.
Oh, God.
But Bob Green says he can't remember the last time he was in a McDonald's.
Here's a McDonald's spokesman now.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
And here's a man who's had the new family meal.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Sam loves it.
Are they forgetting their target audience or what? McDonald's.
Yeah, absolutely.
An exercise booklet at McDonald's?
Right.
Wow.
The meal's being test marketed now at 150 locations in Indiana. It may also eventually come in a taco version.
That's usually the noodle.
Now, you know how I hate to alarm people.
All right, but hold on. You got the, Robbie, I need the alarm.
Warning. Crest.
Because Buzz loves getting people riled up, and it's just not right without the Buzz alarm.
Brings him great joy.
Here we go. All right, Buzzy, we're ready for you.
I hate to alarm people, but I thought you should know about the cannibal in space.
Oh, well, this is not worthy of the alarm.
It's actually us. Our galaxy, the Milky Way, is not the only one out there, and scientists say the Milky Way is now eating its galactic neighbor, Sagittarius. The two galaxies overlap, and as they do, the smaller Sagittarius stretches, tears apart, and is gradually consumed by the Milky Way. As one scientist at the University of Virginia puts it, Sagittarius is being slurped up like a string of spaghetti.
What's that mean for us? That it'll get to us and eat us?
It's the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
The scientists say they don't know what it means.
The age of Aquarius.
And that's his favorite, so right there.
Yeah.
The age of Aquarius.
Okay. Okay, then, so maybe this will frighten you.
In up. Up and away.
In my
beautiful,
my
beautiful balloon.
The fifth dimension.
Yeah.
In Russia.
I love you so. I always will.
In Russia, a coffin maker.
Hold on.
I didn't get to sleep at all. No, no.
All right, solo career.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to be a star, baby, to be in my show.
Now, this will make you weak in the knees. In Russia, a coffin maker let his circular saw get away from him. It caught the front of his pants and cut his penis into six pieces.
That's right.
Wow. Doctors, specialists in...
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Immediately went to work, as they put it, restoring the man's dignity. They did such a good job, these doctors have now been nominated to receive a prize for medicine. As one doctor put it, the penis is a very complicated organ. Their clinic also treats what they describe as a broken penis. They say you'll know if it happens that a loud popping sound is often heard.
Oh, I broke my penis.
Quoting again, there's a feeling something is broken, like a bone. Only there is no bone.
Oh.
Barbara Streisand admits it. Her songs are boring. She says she was so bored hearing herself sing them, it's why she stopped performing.
This bulletin just in.
Shut up! Streisand's also long claimed to have stage fright, which is her other given reason for quitting.
Shut up!
61-year-old says she recently discovered some anti-adrenaline pills that might have kept her on stage.
Shut up!
She does have a new album coming out next month of some of the boring songs she's done for movies. Babs tells Reader's Digest, the only magazine on the interviewer, that she gets sick of the songs by the time she's recorded or performed them. She also admits she has a strange face, but says she's grown into her nose. She says she's had a bit of plastic surgery to tighten her jawline.
And
shut up! In sports, the Boston Red Sox can secure their first playoff berth since 1999 with a win over the Baltimore Orioles tonight at Fenway.
I am rooting for you. Thank you. Michael, tomorrow will be a good day for you on the show.
Thank you. I hope
What do we have for Michael? Is it heartbreak?
I'm not saying anything. I am nervous.
And finally, they're putting together a new edition of the Guinness Book of World Records, and they're looking for some new record holders. Now, it's a lot of the usual stuff. Pluck a chicken in under 4.4 seconds, eat 95 worms in 30 seconds, live to 101, give birth to 69 human children. But this one caught my eye. They're looking for someone who can unhook 17 bras with one hand in under a minute. My strategy, practice, practice, practice.
Sure.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Sorry, we're out of
time. Couldn't Fonzie do that thing where
Fonzie
it was like when Fonzie hit the...
Didn't you claim to be good at it at one point?
When back in the day, I could do it.
Like with one hand?
With one hand, even a triple clasper
right.
could get off with one move. But Fonzie would do that thing where he would hit the jukebox and it would play. And also, I think Fonzie would just kind of wave his hand over a girl's back and...
Bam, it comes off.
Come off.
Yeah.
Come right off. Yeah. And it was great when it happened with Anson Williams bra. Anson Williams.
Yeah, Potsy's breast just fell out on the table.
Ralph Malph was pretty hot, too.
Yeah, with freckles.
We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode and all the stuff we didn't get to today. Yeah. Good day to you, sir.
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 You. All right.
I have never seen a bigger turtle.
BM.
Eaters.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.